Blog Talk Radio. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tuesday night. Press the one button, somebody. One button, somebody. Make sure I'm not talking to myself. Make sure I'm just rambling on. All right, here we go. I'm not talking to myself. Then that's Wes. What's happening, Wes?
Man, what's up, Danny?
Nothing much.
Man, I'm on my way to Dallas.
What?
They got that NHRA event over there.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Dallas right now.
Oh, hell yeah. There you go, shit.
Me and Pop going up.
All right.
Got the car on the back and everything. Got the big motor on. Got the car on the back and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you going to race.
Yeah, we're going to run the car.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my dad gonna run the car.
All right. I know y'all had a car.
Yeah, we got one.
All right.
We got a iRide Camaro.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, Dude Rising.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about a style like him, Dude Rising.
Like Jimmy and like Candyman. Like Blake got blooming and like Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
And all that.
Yeah, just one burger and dope.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
It's a burger. Yeah.
All right. And
got a big old motor home. We got to close them up, trail and everything.
Okay. Shit, yeah.
Yeah, good luck. Up our early this morning. I'll be back Sunday.
There you go.
I love this morning.
Hmm?
I love this morning to go out there.
Okay. All right.
I'll be back Sunday.
All right, well, good. Y'all have fun. Good luck.
Yeah. And I just got one thing to say. I'm going back on mute. Whoever want to come out
all
there,
right.
off the trail, I'm gone.
All right.
Yeah. They can lock in up there and whatever they want to do.
All right. Hell yeah.
They want to lock in. They can't off the trail.
All right. Well, yeah, I got the mic just popped up. All right. Let's see. We got 601-1383. Who we got?
What's going on, Jamie?
Mike's King Buck. What's happening, man?
Yes, sir. Out here with the big wheels turning, listening to Wes.
Yeah. Okay. Rudell, your mic open, too. Same old, man.
Hi.
Not much. What you been up to?
Man, just work, man. Shit, debating if I'm going to go to this Ford Chevy this weekend.
Yeah, we got the Wood Bowl Festival here in Nashville, so I ain't going to make Ford Chevy this week.
You know that race was supposed to be back in March.
Yeah.
They pushed it back. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they moved it. It used to be in October all the time, didn't it? Didn't it always used to be around this time?
Right.
And then they moved it to March this year, and then they had to move it back to this time again. Now they said they're going to go back in March.
Mm-hmm.
And I think next year is in March again, too. So I think they bumped it up. Yep. We need to go along.
I might have to get Redell to drive that old car for me. Shit, I've been out the saddle so long.
There you go.
What car you got, man?
That yellow top sportsman.
Oh, come on with it, man. Let's go get it.
Yeah, Queen, who's that? 69, huh?
The yellow one, 68. The black one, 69.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Go ahead, man. I'm on mute, man. Just riding.
I'm opening Unc's mic up and hook your mic open. Clyde, your mic open.
You keep saying, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, because it said off the host queue. I'm going on mute. All right. And hot, your mic open. Clyde, your mic open also.
Hey Jamie, tell me when your sidekick get on your air.
Okay. All right.
You hear me, Jamie?
I got you. I got you, dog.
Yeah, when Daniel get his ass.
Where y'all going this weekend?
I'm staying right here by my house, charging my golf cart up and riding to the river. A couple blocks away. Go to the booth.
Y'all going riding in the mud, Jamie?
Mm-mm, no, I'm going to the boat. They got the Wooden Boat Festival right here in Madisonville. So I just go
Boat festival?
Wooden boat. It's just a boat festival. A bunch of people with boats just hang out and just walk up and down the river. It's a festival, man. That's all.
Oh, I thought there was going to be a racing boat.
Reading to get drunk, drink, and cut up with some friends.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I'm fucking tired of Biloxi with that craziness.
Yeah. They heard they tripped on you, huh?
Man, it tripped
on
everybody.
You know, I drove by that scene you had moved. I was wondering why you had moved because it went back. Well, Thursday, I seen you. Traffic was bad. That's why I didn't turn around. Well,
man,
Friday we rode through that.
It was fucking with everybody, man. If you had a tent open, it had to be over your car. It couldn't touch the sidewalk.
Yeah, well that's what they said. Somebody said it couldn't have a tent. It couldn't have any type of advertisements or something. It was tripping out with names and all kind of stuff.
Oh, man. It was fucking.
And
cool.
I was like, man, you mean you.
I think they're trying to run people out of Biloxi, me, myself. Because Gulfport ain't had none of that bullshit.
You get down to Biloxi, you got all them damn blocking all the roads and shit. I understand right by Cruise Center and by the Coliseum, you don't want all the people trying to turn. I understand
all the way
that,
down,
making
man,
them go all the way down.
Man, putting them cones in the road make no sense what them motherfucker was doing. And then
I was cutting through them. I was weaving through them. Like, as soon as I got me a break, I shoot across.
So what's the purpose of the cone?
But
what they were doing there, them block all the exits, making people drive fucking 10 and 15 miles to get away, not knowing you stupid motherfucker. If you just let people turn off, you got more cars turning off than turning in.
You got less traffic. You're right.
You got less fucking traffic, and everybody could pass between the cones and off car. I don't know who told them making motherfuckers to put cones in the road, but you see, as soon as you get to Gulfport, that shit disappeared, huh?
Yeah, Gulfport.
They had that
shit
in Gulfport. As soon as you get to the Gulfport line, they took that shit down, boy. Gulfport didn't play that, and you could stay on the beach as long as you wanted in Gulfport.
Yeah, where they had you blocked off at is right there by the Cruise Center in certain spots. They had them in past Christian and kept you from. You know, them had you just go down a little way. Because when they had that burnout competition, they couldn't have people trying to turn off. But other than that was been like that for the past couple of years. So that wasn't that bad.
But Lux has been like that since In the Heat of the Night was on.
Man, Lux is a they got worse, though, cuz. But I tell you what, you go down there past that lighthouse under I-10, they ain't went around there fucking with them folks over at Beau Rivage. They were doing what the fuck they want down there.
Yeah.
That motherfucker in the middle of the road doing burnouts and everything
that's
else.
Over
down
there, that's over there by Shaggy's and all that, huh? The little restaurant.
Yeah, Hard Rock and Bory Bar. They're doing.
Yeah.
They ain't had a police on the set. On the scene over there, boy.
Read that. Why you crying down? You need to be over there. Read that.
Nah, man. I ain't fucking with NHRA no more. They put up a lot of money over there this week.
They got all your bike class over there.
5,000 to bikes, 7,500 to cars, 50,000 to this class. Billy Myers up all the money, boy. It's gonna be big race this weekend.
They got all your bike class over here.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with that, man. I got a bike for sale if somebody can come buy all this shit.
So my masterpiece.
I'm going car racing, man. Fuck that shit.
Michael Fisher should be over here.
Man, I'm trying to get him to hurry up to get my car finished. Shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And let me know when that old girl get on here. I heard that. I finally seen the video she posted by me by coming to No Problem Racetrack. I want, being she speak her mind, I want to speak mine and let her know why I can't. The one that gave that race with Mo. What her name is?
Tamika.
Yeah, I finally seen the video she put on what his name is?
Mo Jason.
No, that wasn't Mo, but there was the other boy she was to. Whatever his name. She put when they went live. Somebody finally sent it to me when they went live. What she was saying on gig. He reached at his face saying the color. Yeah, he loading the wagon, bringing black folks back there to that fucking track where they don't want them, and they ain't doing no improvement. If folks tearing their shit up, they'll quit wrecking back there. Then they'll quit going. He pointed at his face, talking about, yeah, you know, we always trying to hold each other down. No, we ain't. We always trying to tell each other where the fucked up cases are, and they don't want to understand. So I want to answer him and what's her name. Me and they could put it out there like that shit. Let me put it back to him. Yeah, I speak my mind, too.
Mm-hmm. I ain't seen him yet.
I speak my mind, too. That's they take you to a track where they think shit was working. Look at everybody back there had a fucking slick on their car. That knew what to run with. And the motherfucker walking on the track with slippers on and they were still walking like nothing was wrong. Shit, if you call that a track, shit. Motherfucker walking around with slippers on.
Man, I didn't realize that strike was that far, man. It's a long ass go after it only since I was small. 8 and something,
huh? Probably. 225-2611, who we got?
What's up, Anthony?
Who is this? Oh, Amato, okay.
Anthony.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I'm just listening.
Okay, good deal. All right. Been turning them, burning that midnight owl, I see, huh?
Yeah, we've been trying. We're trying to get it back together.
I won't be long, I promise. I just want to go over your police reports and see if that might be helpful.
Well, good deal, man. Good deal. Shout out to play.
Yeah, Jim, I'm going to smell some of that nitro.
There you go. I'm going to try to clean mine up.
They're running Pro Mod out there today, though, ain't they?
Wait, what's that?
Huh?
They're running Pro Mod today. I seen somebody went live.
Yeah, they ran it today. They're doing it today and tomorrow. I mean, they did it last night and tonight. Alex Longley.
Yeah. Where?
In Dallas, at Peter Speed in Dallas, in Ennis, whatever you want to call it.
Man, they were running Pro Mod tonight. I seen it. Somebody went live. They were running.
You need to get somebody I'm putting the day in the car.
Man, we almost there. Which I want to do?
What you going now? 20 to 45, or you cut close?
He don't know.
I'm not driving.
Shit, he could have cut. He could have cut across over Land Tyler and came up on the track, or you could take 45 straight down.
He don't know. He just ride.
I'm just riding and talking mess. That's all I'm doing.
When you get over there, y'all get some of that hard call.
Yeah. I might find a hole in the wall up here.
All five to come back here and fuck with me.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Well, if we went that wild, I'm going to let you know.
Boy, y'all seen Sarge putting on that small tie race with Ford versus Chevy? Oh, Sarge, he got that blue Mustang with the fluorescent green on it. It's a black guy from Mississippi. He's he lives in Killian, Mississippi. He's putting on a small tie event in the mix of all four versus Chevy this weekend.
Oh shit!
I don't know. Somebody different this year?
Yeah, we still here.
Oh, Boo Boo fell off. He must have. No, he's still missing.
No, I'm not here.
He must have the mute. No. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I forgot where I seen it. I don't know if it was on his page or he shared it on Ford versus Chevy's page. But they were looking for a small touch. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just saw it. He got something going on with Small Ties. I know they said something about Shane Lester doing something. Somebody was telling me it was last week, but I was like, come on. They said it was a 16-car shootout Shane was doing, too. But I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was like, I thought
more
than
they were looking for 16 cars. They
yeah.
didn't show David Touye was supposed to be in there with Baby Snake. I know Carlo was being it and all that. But so it was a Small Ties shootout?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's got a Ford versus Chevy because we was gonna be in there, but my shit gonna be in the ain't come out.
Yeah.
The
bracket people gonna be mad. All these no time cars be showing up. Nobody want to show their time.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how the number one advocate for No Problem could show up at Gulfport, but he can't show up at Dick Cap at No Problem.
Well, he messy, boy. You messy tonight? You ain't lying, boy. You ain't your Wheaties tonight.
You goddamn right I'm messy. You goddamn right. I'm going to get stanky tonight. I ain't
them people to piss you off.
They ain't say nothing about that number one advocate. The number one advocate for No Problem shows up at a guardrail track where his damn show ain't got it prepped, but he won't show up at No Problem. Ain't that a bitch? But I don't hear none of them saying nothing about that white boy. Whoa.
I'm in. And you messed it already.
That's fire. That's fire.
I don't hear nobody saying nothing about it. You know what I mean? But be scared.
Wait till 8 o'clock come. You're going to get messy.
Well, that more than did to make Curtis cancel his race and Mo cancel his race.
I don't know. I seen that today. What happened?
Yeah, I saw Curtis canceled his. Then later, I seen Mika post a thing about he canceled his. I said, well, I'll be there.
Yeah, I saw that. And then Curtis went advertising. I want everybody. He put his shirt out for sale. Y'all seen that, too?
I just saw another race coming up. Scooby and some other dude having, calling it the remix. Nobody saved the remix. I had that morning on the 15th, like this weekend. I don't know if it's double booked or what, but I don't know what happened more now. I was hoping you'd be on that, but then I went down.
Scooby running into Gulfport?
No, Scooby. Curtis had a race scheduled at, well, he said at Atmore on the 15th. Well, he said it was canceled. And then now I see they got another one.
I wouldn't put him running in the Ford versus Chevy, ain't it?
Yeah, he running. Yeah, he's trying to compete against that. I wouldn't either. You're right.
Yeah,
but
it's
mighty funny. But
that.
Listen, Mo and them, Mamika and Mo canceled their race too at Atmore. So it's two races got canceled this week. At Atmore.
They must be running somebody.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. Mo went down. We'll find out. My head is going to pump back line. What the deal is, man.
Hey, let me know when Buddha Cheese get there, too, because Alabama coming up to be the asshole in LSU. So I got Daniel. I need to get Buddha Cheese ass, too, for that 100.
Save Bad Boy came from us. Was called drugging on the 19th chip. Mm-hmm. Yep. What about a cheese onion ain't on here, Riddell?
Hey, I want. Tell them back up from LSU Nutty, because they ain't going to win but one more goddamn game. When they play that junior, that high school before they play Texas. They got three asses coming, Florida, Alabama, and Arkansas.
They ought to try to play Jackson State.
Jackson State might beat their ass. Primetime might go drag, because they ain't got no offense. And damn sure ain't got no offensive line.
Nah, that's a problem. No quarterback got a little heart, though. I give him that.
Ooh.
He just needs some linemen to protect him.
Man, that boy running for his life.
Well, I mean, yeah. You put anybody back there running for their life, there ain't a damn thing they can do.
He looked like Archie Manning. He went to St.
Well, you know, Peyton Manning. All you got to do is Peyton Manning. Uniform was clean. He'd pick you apart. When the knees get dirty, that was it. You ain't to worry about him no more. He's interception, foul, incompletions every day. He put that pressure on him.
Yep. But I got Daniel. I called Daniel Saturday night. I got his 100 locked in for Alabama. I got to get that Buddha cheese locked in. They took my 100. Don't back up now.
What are you talking about for Alabama versus LSU?
Alabama. Yep.
How many points you giving?
I ain't giving a goddamn one. They ain't give me nothing last year when they beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, but Alabama was a favorite.
No. That goddamn Burrow was the favorite too.
Who?
When they whooped my ass with Joe Burrow, they was the favorite too. I ain't got nail point. Straight up off the table.
I might have took LSU. They were getting a good bit of points.
None. They give them what they want. Saban gonna put 40 on their ass, or better. Especially if Harris play. If Young play, they gonna put 40 on them. Florida gonna beat them. Florida ranked 22 right now.
Yeah, LSU ain't looking too good.
Man, they hired the wrong coach.
Yeah, man, these coaches now, and they got savvy. They get walkaway bonuses, so you can't just fire them because when you fire them, you got to pay them so much money.
Well, they give Les Miles. They give what's the name? $20 million to leave.
Yeah, Ogeron.
He got $20 million to walk away. Yeah. They gave Miles
$20 million.
That's $30 million they done gave up in the last 10 years, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spotty was bitching about that the other day that he came in there, but I mean, y'all can't expect him to set the world on fire his first 5-6 games either.
No.
Man, when they hired him,
I look
at it like this. He's going to be here for another 2 or 3 years. They're going to give him that, and then within the first 4 or 5 years, if nothing's done, they're going to break that bridge, and off he goes. Watch.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They're going to give him 2 years at max.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Let me tell you something. He's never going
to get them to go down now.
You're not going to get in the
middle
because he's got a full time.
Mute your mic, Wes.
The portal have screwed high college football up, boy. LSU is not gonna get better because they're gonna transfer out on the portal when they're not gonna play. I'm gone. You ain't gonna play me. I'm out of here. You ain't gonna play me. I'm out of here. Look how much money they had to pay that boy to get off the portal. Shit, I bet you they gave him a couple hundred thousand to stay there this year. The portal going to kill him. In another year, primetime going to be the beat half of them in there.
All he needed some linemen, and some goddamn defensive linemen, some depth, and he can play with them now.
You mess around with Eddie Robinson, Eddie Robinson gonna whip that ass.
Man, Eddie Robinson better leave prime
alone. Do that dude look like Charlie Murphy? Eddie Robinson look like you ever seen that David Chappelle thing with Charlie Murphy?
Prime time, trying to be respectful. Prime time is a hood rat. Shit, he fuck around with prime if he won't now. Trying to be respectful for the TV because he's trying to develop a program, but he pulled that shit again with prime. Watch what's gonna happen.
Prime can't keep his balance no more, bro. That's the only thing bad. Prime can't keep his balance no more. He all balanced with them missing toes and shit.
He got a boot.
Man, Prime Time gonna put some of them Mississippi dudes on that boy and gonna beat the shit out of him. Watch what happens.
Yep. He gonna be sucking through a straw. He try that shit again. Watch.
Yeah, or you got the way them people like Prime Time in Jackson. All he got to do is point his finger the right direction. Shit, that's like the mafia.
But they weren't in Jackson the other weekend, huh? Because they like Prime was them boys were calling cursing Prime out. They were trying to get him up there last weekend.
Well, when Prime Time told him, said y'all ain't never sold out a game ever.
Yes.
I did my job.
Ever.
And he was being cocky.
He's a shit talker. He's a shit talker now. You heard the interview about
the best
the
one when he told him he ain't had no swag. He said, got swag? He said, I put swag on the map.
Man, Prime Time ain't no joke, man.
I think the best one when he told him about the goddamn cologne. Man, see, I don't even wear cologne because I'm so confident. What's that smell? Confidence. I say, man, this man is crazy.
I like that.
His interview was hilarious.
Maybe he got mad because he thought he was going to come in and win. I don't know why he thought he was going to win.
Man, let me tell you something. Prime Time, the only man to run a 4.24 at the combine and run out the back door and get in the helicopter and go hit 2 home runs. When he was in Atlanta, shit, he ran out the back door, ran 4.24, and told him, "Let's see who's gonna pick me." He ain't did nothing else at the combine when he came out of college. 4.24.
They say he ran faster than that on the college shit. Validated or whatever. Say he was quicker than that.
And then mess around there and go have 3 goddamn touchdowns. 1 interception, he played both ways, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, get on the helicopter, go to the baseball field and hit 2 home runs. Who in the hell ever done some shit like that?
Jackson was Bo Jackson before him, but Bo got hurt too quick. Bo was
running
back.
Bo couldn't do what he did. Prime Time used to practice and get on the helicopter and fly down the road to the football, to the baseball diamond.
Yeah.
When he was in Atlanta.
Bo just a little bigger. He took a little more beating. Coming through that line,
Prime wasn't a joke. Receiver and cornerback. Shit, Prime Time was.
Got it right when they named him. Prime Time was here to stay. Back in the day, they could say what they want. That was the baddest motherfucker around.
With the glove,
his son ain't no joke either. Now, Shador ain't no joke either. He good too.
That boy done threw for 1,300 yards already. He's in the ranking for the Heisman Trophy ever. Prime Time's son. They just listed him to run for the Heisman Trophy. It's the only kid to ever do it outside of the SEC, Big Ten or Big 12. Shit, he done threw for 1,300 yards already.
Yeah, only got 2 intercepts. That's it. He's that boy good.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Shador, his name is Shador Sanders. He good.
The number one receiver in the country. Took him from Nick Saban, LSU, Texas, Auburn. He took the number one receiver. Shit. I mean, no joke, man. And go hold his own combine this year at Jackson State.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he got a combine at Jackson State this year.
Yeah, up in Jackson, I read that yesterday.
Yeah, guy. First time ever going to have a combine at Jackson State. The only one they ever had was one in Mobile and the one they have in Indianapolis. Not prime time to put one in Jackson State. You don't think they like him? Shit. Man, people better, you better pay attention. Prime got it going on over there.
Well, I think that's why you bought, man.
That's what he got mad about.
Yeah, well, it wasn't his daddy the coach of Grambling, Eddie Robinson?
Okay. That's Eddie Robinson.
So he thought he could just walk in there right off his dad's coattail and be popular. But he's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, well, I said, I'm swag. He not swag. No, your daddy was swag.
Damn right. Primetime said, when the last time you sold a game out? When the last time you put 68,000 people in your stadium?
Yeah. We come there to see both of them, you know? Yep.
But where y'all stayed mostly in Gulfport, Jamie?
No, I rolled up and down, man. I went, like I said, Friday, I had my niece with me, so I came by you, but you was still closed down. So he might be in there, but I said, we'll pass back.
I was at the college. I was at the Hawks.
Well, I went all the way to put on at Bull Rising and turned around. Actually, no, I got a little up there and they had a wreck. And so I said, shit, we turned around. I said, well, look, we swung in on Michael Dillon and them. I hollered at him for a little bit. And then when I came back,
where y'all was? By the lighthouse?
Well, Michael Dillon and them?
No, where y'all was?
We stayed at Cruise Central. We stopped. And then I pulled over and let my knees go by the water in the beach. She wanted to be in the, she never been in the beach, so we went and walked on that. But, we did most riding, man. We rode up and down the coast. Went from where I went to Biloxi to Bay St. Louis, came all the way back to 49. Because, you know, right after 49, they do that little divide. That's where traffic get bad. And if I wanted to go to Edgewater Mall, I take the back roads. I go up 49 a little bit and
jump on the track.
South Railroad. I go all the back way. And that's what amazes me. All these people got these small phones. Everybody gets stuck in that traffic. I was the only old car back there. All the locals was following the locals. The locals knew how to get around.
Yeah, I went whenever I went to run down there.
You go to South Railroad and North Railroad. You go from 49 all the way back inside the Edgewater Mall. No traffic. You got a lot of stopping and turning. But you're cruising. You ain't in traffic. Your car ain't got to worry about getting temps up. You're doing 25, 30 miles an hour. I ain't worried. I like that little ride, man. I did that the first year we was there.
You just got to
take the other road. Well, I could probably find that Coliseum. I didn't go that far. You avoid all that, like you say.
You got to go around there and then jump back on the train road.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went where they took me. When I got on 49, they took me around it, way around it. Yep, man, I ain't had to worry about none of that shit.
You down there when the people got killed?
Where?
You was down there when the people got killed at on 49 and 90?
I was right at the, as soon as you turn on 49 from 90, you take 50 and go down a couple of blocks, you pass the courthouse, you go down a little ways, you turn left, go down the next block, take a right, and that takes you all the way to like the 24th, and then when you turn left on 24th, it takes you to the railroad. The South Railroad, you cross the railroad track, turn right, and you shoot all the way down so far, and then it ends, and then you got to go across the railroad and go on, well, that was north, then you get on South Side, South Railroad, and you ride all through little subdivisions and stuff. Like, say, come on the back side of the Edgewater Mall, right on the back side by that, where they got this Murphy's gas station and all that, and the Walmart, and pull right in Edgewater Mall. I went and hollered at Cotton Pickett Titan and Jimmy. They was all out there. So, you know, we hung around for a little bit, then we. Now, going back, headed back west, there ain't no traffic. But headed east, oh, man, it's crazy. Everybody trying to get to Gulfport and Biloxi. or getting to Biloxi and stuff past Edgewater and by the Coliseum and all that. But, yeah, it was, but like I said, we found, man, we went in there. I ain't never been to Cruise Central. And I said, well, let's just pull in there and see what it's like. So we pulled in there, man. We could park our truck at handicap parking if we wanted to park. If not, we backed up to the little fence. And the man, we put our little tent up. And the little dude next to us, hey, man, the only thing the guy going to come do is ask you if he got straps to tie it down. I said, oh, I got a shirt. I cut a shirt and made some little straps. When they rolled around, they just see you had your tent tied down where it wouldn't fly away. They ain't even mess with you. So we sit right there, right on 90 in the fence, and watch the cars go by. You had a restroom there. Had a bunch of toilets. The food, which wasn't that good, but they had shade. So we sat there, you know. And then we go take a little ride, and if we had to use the restroom, we come back. But we stayed most on that side. I don't lie. My nerves too bad for all that traffic right there. You
know, oh, yeah.
That's why I go early in the morning. When we first get there, I take that ride. I go all the way down there and see everything.
Man, I kind of stayed at the auction for longer than I wanted to. I was trying to find me a damn truck.
Now, I'll tell you what I want now. I want me one of them station wagons.
I want me a Dolphin nose truck, one of them Chevy boys.
What's a Dolphin nose? Which one is that? Oh, with the little eyes on top?
You know, huh? No. That's the one got the big, the 50 models with the hood that look like a Dolphin.
With long grills? Oh, you talking about
with
the
big
Apache?
The Chevrolet pickup truck.
With the big nostrils in the front. That's an Apache,
yeah,
huh?
With the big grill. That's a good
one. What
are
you talking about? The Lions? Got the Lion grill. The big long grill, they run hard. They run vertically. I mean horizontally.
Yeah.
All the way down.
Horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them be chrome. Some of them paint them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one with the, and that's usually the one with the window like you like. The five window, huh?
Five window, three window, big window.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a Dolphin.
Yeah.
If you look at the hood look like a Dolphin.
Oh, a donkey?
A Dolphin.
Right. Dolphin, okay, all right. All
right,
I know.
Yeah, the hood's got a Dolphin. Got that big old bump up right on the hood like a Dolphin.
Okay. What's your name?
Man, I was looking for one. Man, I almost bought me a goddamn Lamborghini. It went, I bid it up to 60 on it. That bastard went for $82,000. That orange one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to go cheap. I said, well, I'll switch up. I'll get me a Guinea, boy. They had three black ones, an orange one.
Well,
I tell you what, did you get a chance to see all them blown cars running around out there?
What? The blowers?
Yeah.
With the hustlers?
They had some bad out there, boy. With them big blowers on them. They had some bad head pieces. Them boys just took race cars and put them on the streets. They were race chassis cars. 80% of them were racing, was real race cars.
That you see that blue Nova? With their pro
back on the street.
You see that blue Nova?
I've seen them with did you see that 70 split bumper, that 57, that Corvette Camaro? They had about 10 of them running together.
Well, okay.
Yeah, those cars like Tony Christian all used to run back in the day. That was legit cars.
Back on the street. They didn't put them cars back on the street, man. Real race cars, double frame. Yeah, two or three of them had Lincolns in them. Open dry shaft tunnel, double frame rail Lenco, 5-speed. Hey, look at this shit here. They was at the Edgewater Mall at one time. They left and they went back to Borivar's down there. They had that black split window, boy. That black split bumper. Oh my God.
Yeah, I was moving up like that, up and down. That's all we did. Yep, that's all we did, man. We rode around, sat at Cruise Central for a little bit. That's all we did, man. It was fun.
When he got the big race at Steel? And he got a big race coming up at Steel?
Hang on, let me get my computer tripping.
Yeah, I'm going down there to No Guts, No Glory this year again.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Man, you got to come down there. Man, you'd
have to used to go to Orlando, World Street Nationals. I mean, we always say we like to make that race.
Man, you know, you don't make no race during the year, I'll make No Guts, No Glory.
He's tripping, man. Hold on a second now. Let me catch this mic real quick. 504-2685. Who we got? Clyde, your mic back open.
Yeah. Yo.
What's happening? Who we got?
Hey.
26. Hey, how you doing? Who we got?
It's Carlo.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, I just got a text. Somebody said that I only race at Gulfport. What kind of bullshit? Did that get said?
There he is, man.
Say again?
I got a text. Somebody said on the show that people were talking about I will only race at Gulfport and I won't race at No Problem. Who's spreading that bullshit?
Well, I said you would only race at No Problem, Gulfport, not at No Problem.
Well, that's not true.
Okay.
I've been doing nothing but no prep racing, so I haven't been racing local at all. But I promised them boys I would race at Ford versus Chevy, so they had a little race. So I went and tried to get some data on that track, but I will be racing at No Problem soon. I don't know how much more of that no prep stuff I'm gonna be doing, so I'm gonna start racing at the regular tracks again.
What? Oh, shit. Well, good, there it is.
There it is. I didn't mean to interrupt y'all conversation, but I got a text that you want to go straighten that out. I said,
no, shit, ain't no biggie shit.
Yeah, no biggie
at all, man.
Yeah. Yep. I like all our local tracks, man. I don't play all of that.
That means I get more done. Ask more at the core. What you're looking for, everyday low price
lot, entire job lot quantity. That can get somebody to come. Yeah. Zero. Yeah. Got you covered. Well, that's right. Yeah,
we got. And awareness is the first step to prevention. WSB and the Baton Rouge Clinic are teaming up to highlight the importance of education.
Hold on one second, fella. Mo, your mic open. And Mr. Glenn, your mic open. All right.
Hi. What's going on, fellas?
Man, what happened, man? Well, I gotta ask that question. What the fuck happened?
Well, what happened was when we talked to Joey, we were supposed to. Joey told us that was the last. Our race was gonna be the last race of the season in Atmo. So we went with it. You know what I'm saying? We did some things. Like, let's just say. payouts and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that we probably wouldn't have did if we would have knew. Well, we wouldn't have, I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't have given a race period if I knew what I knew now before that. So, we get it together, do a flyer, what have you, you know what I'm saying, maybe we could put all that together. And 2 weeks later, Pat announced he's giving a race in Atmo. So I see it and immediately call Mika. We get Joy online. Joy say, yeah, Pat had a problem with Montgomery. That's where he was doing a 28 series, point series at. And Montgomery has a curfew, so they had to split a couple times because of the curfew. So we went ahead and he moved all this stuff from Montgomery to Atmo. So I was like, he was like, man, trust me, you know, the people still gonna come, you know what I'm saying? Because you know it's you, and you know whenever we give an event here, you know, for the whole town gonna come, you know, because they want something to do. So I'm like, me and Mika was like, well, all right, fuck, we'll just go ahead on with it. And Sunday. Pat put the flyer out, and the flyer, it has every single class we have, and the 28 class, 10 out of 1,000 more, the all-steel, all-glass class, 10 out of 1,000 more than we paying, and the small block nitrous paying 1,000 less than what we paying, but all of them are free entry. And on top of that, he given another $50,000 G-Body shootout. I said, Mika, I'm out. I ain't fucking with that. I ain't about to have my feet under the fire for 14,000, you know what I'm saying, for the track and for the shootouts. And, you know, everybody saving their car, saving their money for the go to fucking Pat race the following week. We can't go up. It's our first time giving a race in Alabama. How the hell are we going to go up against the mayor of Alabama with drag racing promotion? We can't do that. We can't do that. So I ain't even text Joey, you know, to ask him, you know, what's the deal, woo woo. That's his track. That's what he decided to do. I just told him, hey man, we want to cancel, and that was just it. Fuck, you know.
So he putting it like the week before y'all?
The week after.
Oh yeah, so yeah, then you got people that they got it. It's too close. Yeah, because it's drawn over.
Yeah, you can't put.
Here,
you can't look at. You cannot put the two of the same type of races with the same classes two weekends in a row.
No.
Somebody,
right.
Yeah, you. Somebody
like that's putting them on top of y'all. Like if we put a race, you do a race and
yeah,
we do one
yeah,
behind
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You're drawn from the crowd of people. I mean, you're gonna bring some people because it's you, but the local people are gonna be like, well, man, we already went to one. We're going to disallow it. We'll wait till Pat's. You know, they might know Pat better than you. You know?
Right.
I understand that. I was wondering.
Hell,
no. And I saw Curtis say cancel his. And then and I see, I said, well, man, Dusty Admiral must be tripping over there. So what the hell are all these people?
Well,
Curtis going to get.
The thing is. Yeah, Curtis wasn't thinking when he came up with that date. He didn't do right by fucking planning that. I was thinking that just wasn't no good date. You know what I'm saying for do that. But you know, as far as on my behalf, that's the problem. I had on my behalf with Atmore. You know what I'm saying. You know, Joey. I know he's just, you know, it's his first year. You know what I'm saying. You know, with the track, but he don't need to do no shit like that. You know what I'm saying, because. He'll run. I don't give a fuck. Whoop promoter you are. If you got something like that going on, fuck you. You'll be a fool to go through with that.
Right.
Shit, that'd be the same way. If Pat trying to come down here and give a race the week before y'all or before me.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't be trying
to
do that.
Mm-hmm. Right, man. Okay.
So
that's the reason why we canceled. Bad boy. I was trying to get with
No problem. Don't have no dates open in December. I was trying to do another race like Boom. Me and Boom normally do with the final hit race, but. The only date they have available in December is the 17th, and that's my birthday weekend. I ain't no good for me.
Week for Christmas too. Then you're fighting people, saving their little extra change
for
Christmas.
Too. Right, too close to Christmas. You know what I'm saying? So the first week of December would have been, you know what I'm saying, a good week. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, I guess I'm. Done for the year. I'm gonna go run this. If I don't get no lock in by next week, I'm gonna go to Dell. Cause I'm trying to lock in. I tried to lock, but Barry Bobo blew up. Tony Vines ain't. He said he might lock in. But I ain't going up no mics. And D&D say they don't like locking in. Man, I'm not going. We up there 6 hours and to hope I get a race. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Damn, boo boo down again.
Mm.
Oh, Bobo? Is that his name, man?
Yeah, Barry Bobo. Yeah, you fucked me up when you said Boo Boo. Yeah, Bobo. Yeah, Bobo.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
he got
a common denominator in that situation.
Yeah, he's no problem, man. He
got a shovel between the steel wheel and the seat or something, cause, and then everybody keep working on his crops. I kind of felt for him in the beginning. But then he went to all kind of people, and I said, "Yeah, no, man, ain't no way that all these people taking the boat of pop."
The dude who's driving it, you know what I'm saying? He fired the dude before for they're supposed to go to the 3:30, and went out the back door with it and burnt it up, you know what I'm saying? And he put that dude back in the seat once he got away from Dwayne Beard and them. And the same dude fucking over up the motor. I don't understand. You got a fucking grid. You got a burnout. You got a three-step on the motherfucker.
After so many long, you can kill it. You can turn it down after so long. You can't bring it down. You can do all kinds of shit with that thing.
You push it for the death for the three-step is to keep you from fucking over up
the motor. The runaway, they call it, where if it gets, probably gets stuck in the, you can do all that shit, man.
Man, you get that pistol and cop when you spoke.
Oh shit! Oh well. Exactly. Right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no lock. If I don't get no lock, K-Dog gonna lock in with Miss Graham for Hell at the Dell. So fucking, if I don't get nothing up there, we're gonna go up there because you know Perkins got a lot of cars up there. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go, you know, fuck with him, but. Hey, if not, fuck, we might have to go to Evendale and just go without Perkins. Yeah. I ain't going a 12-hour round trip. Spend no fucking $1,500, $2,000, you know what I'm saying? I hope I get in the race. I ain't doing that.
But Evendale closer, huh?
Well, yeah, it's a little closer. Evendale about 4.5-5 hours. Holly Springs, like right at 6 hours with a trailer. Yeah, that's all I'm doing the rest of the year. I'm gonna do that race, and Pat got a race. I might do Pat race, but Pat got small block matches for that race.
Well, that's Thanksgiving. That's a Thanksgiving race, huh?
Yeah, that's the weekend.
That's
of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that'd have been the week of Thanksgiving.
Yep. I'm undecided. I might just shut it down. I'll do nothing next year.
Goodbye, you're one of your huckleberries. Tease your mic open.
What you said about huckleberries, James? I'm glad Mo cleared that up because I was going to ask him. When I started what happened while he canceled the race.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's a shit. I was getting ready for that. I figured Bad Boy told him to cancel. I don't see Bad Boy.
Yeah, man.
Let me
talk to my Huckleberry. Hey, Huckleberry, you want LSU in Alabama?
Oh, now you want to be my Huckleberry. Where you was when I wanted to be my Huckleberry last year? Where you was?
I bet you last year.
You was at the racetrack and walked around.
I paid you on the start line. Don't come here that bullshit. I paid you in Daniel.
No.
Memory shock, man.
I bet last year. That was the year before. Who called me a huckleberry?
I paid you and Daniels. So you going to back up on me this year?
Oh,
right?
I didn't say, you know, no, that was the year before, but we ain't bet last year. You said you were coming back and the game was over when I saw you again.
So you going to back up on me this year?
Wait a minute. Are you saying I'm backing up on you and last year you didn't come back to me?
I got Daniel. Well, I paid you. I bet you every time.
Oh, yeah, we bet it. You paid me. Yeah, I ain't say you didn't. I said, yeah, you did.
All right, well, hold on. We ain't got a – history is history. You going to bet the game? Then you bet the game. You going to bet the game? I got Daniel. That's my huckleberry.
You going to give me some points?
Now you going to beg it now. You ain't give me none.
I'm not begging.
You ain't give
me
shit with Joe Burrow. I run into you with Joe Burrow. I ran into you with Joe Burrow. Heads up.
You went to me with at the racetrack too.
I ran into you straight up with Joe Burrow.
I was gonna raise Mo in Alabama. I mean, I'm at Mo.
Okay, I'm gonna give you 3 points.
Yeah. Oh, they playing Alabama this week?
No, next week.
What's
Thanksgiving weekend?
What's
the I'm gonna
spread? Oh, we'll wait till the spread come out. You can't hit me in the head with a pot,
no
Riddell.
You
can't hit me in the head with a pot, Riddell. Come on now.
Play,
I was already gonna raise Mo to see if Mo can hit me in the head, but I ain't getting hit in the head like that.
You ain't give me no points with Joe Burrow, man. None.
Man, we was the underdog. What you mean?
The hell you was the underdog and ain't lost a game, man.
When LSU got beat, when LSU beat Alabama, that we was the underdog. Y'all came in there strutting.
Man, crazy as hell. Y'all had lost the
game. Y'all were. Well, we was. We was the underdog.
Man, get the hell out of here. Y'all was the underdog. You the underdog. You won the national championship. Why the hell you going to say that?
Oh, that was after we beat y'all. Come on.
Man, you crazy as hell. Y'all was number one the whole goddamn stretch.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Okay. You want me to pull the stats and give them to you? Because you know it don't leave.
No, I want you to give me what's fair in the game, just like we're drag racing, as if I ran your big car.
Okay. I'm going to leave you alone, Cheese. I guess you're going to keep my $100 in your pocket.
No.
I ain't giving you shit. But the other
you can't
language.
Say they're equal teams right now. You know that. And you want me to just donate $100 to you? That might, I might just say,
you
only $100 here.
Why you ain't equal team?
They not equal teams. Come on, man. We ain't got new coach. That mother needs to go back to Notre Dame. I don't care what nobody
says.
He
needs to
be back in Notre Dame.
$30 million stay going to stay with
come
y'all.
Come on, geez, that man worked out for $30 million coach.
$30 million he going to stay with y'all. Come on now. Don't talk that bullshit.
I guess he is. I left Notre Dame, too, for $30 million. Just like Coach O left, when they gave him a $17 million to check the league. I'd have left, too.
All right. Well, I see now you ain't doing no bets because I ain't getting
just
you
see
no
me
point.
Next week, right? You got to be – come on. You got to make it fair.
Man, it's fair.
Who going to make it fair when I raise him?
Yes,
your ass under that ball.
Cheesy trying to rob you without a gun, huh?
Yeah. You sound like what they were saying Daniel did me, and I know that didn't happen.
Daniel was a man. Daniel said bet. Win, lose, or draw, Daniel said bet.
It's fucking crazy, too.
And Cheese only got on here because more than him canceled the race. He was like, Lord, Jesus, thanks for answering my prayers,
bullshit.
Lord.
That's yeah, right. I'm going to tell you right now. I had the trail ready for this week coming. So
I
you don't know what
you're
talking about.
You.
You don't know what you're talking about. I had more rented out for this weekend. See, you don't know what you're talking about.
You calling in, put in a bomb threat, man. Nobody will hear that shit.
Yeah, I had to fuck the track running for this weekend. So what are you talking about? Until I seen Mo cancel it.
You had a track.
You still got
Lord,
you fucking right. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to put some on that?
Hey. You can rent it all you want. You wasn't renting that more.
Oh, I was going to get more of his race, but I wanted my car to be right, not just going up there guessing what the track going to be like. My car ain't been ran all year.
So where you going
now?
You
trying to get me off your ass. That's why you saying something about Mo.
You
trying to get me off of you.
No.
I'm still going to bust your ass.
What I just said. I said, so where you going now, then, since this race canceled, I might come where you at. Where you going now?
You might come where I'm at. I thought we was going to a good car. That's why I was ready for it. I didn't want to change my car up like most.
Where you going now? Just answer the question. Where you going now then?
Well, I guess I end up at No Problem since you talking shit.
All right.
Well, I mean, I guess I answer your question.
Well, be there. That's all.
That's where else I'm going to go since they ain't going at Mo now.
They got an Atmo race November.
I mean, that's in November. That's in November, man. So that's irrelevant now. So where you going now?
Well,
so you were renting the track this week, you said. So where you going? You going to No Problem?
I was renting the track to go run my car and make sure it work on that track like it's supposed to and make sure everything's right. Well, I don't have to change that when I did go.
So you going to No Problem this weekend, the race.
And you know when you go to No Problem, you can't run it the same as you do at the other tracks. So don't even come with that.
Lord, my
you
life.
You know that better than anybody. You didn't got all them runs at No Problem, and you trying to think you got
you better,
I ain't scared of you. I ain't
scared
of you.
I ain't got no runs at No Problem. Hey, like Daniel said, my truck don't go down the track. My truck don't go down. Like y'all
hey,
said,
I'm not
a game.
I seen your truck go down the track. I ain't say that. So you ain't going to get me with that. Now you sound
you
like you're trying to hit me in the head with no ham, with a ham or not.
You better put some flicks on that motherfucker, going that slippery motherfucker.
And you right, Marie Dale. And Marie Dale, you said it right, and you know where I got him from too.
You
know where the slick came from.
You better put some slicks on going on that slipping, motherfucker.
You know where them slicks came from. You exactly right.
Or you'll be back in the hospital again trying to fix that motherfucker.
Oh, no. Oh, how right you laugh. You think it's funny? I got a cake for your ass.
Man,
I told you that
I'm
cake
laughing.
Got ice
I'm
on
laughing.
That one.
I'm laughing. Hey,
You try to jump more on me just now. I heard how you been slick. You try to jump more on me to get off your ass.
No, I'm a run more. Watch this.
But I'm still going to go ahead, your ass is in my line of fire.
Go ahead. So, Jamie, did you not come on here and say, I was going to run more.
I said it one time.
Did you say that or did I say that?
I said it one time.
Hey, the show is recorded. Go back and listen.
I'm a run hot ride. That's recorded.
That's good. You say you're gonna be out there this weekend, right?
You can't fire me up like you do my little brother.
No, I ain't trying to fire you up. I'm just asking if you're gonna be there this weekend.
I ain't gonna say that because I still might go to ACMO. You laughing?
Oh,
I know the setup got to be different between ACMO and Woodstock. I would like to see what my car going to do
these,
on a
I'm
good track.
I'm putting one of these.
Hey,
Buddha. If you got any sense, you better take your ass to ACMO.
Well, I just said I want to see if my car would do on a good track. A track that
well,
I know
just,
everybody say working. That's what I want to see.
Just turn
the, then I can come back home and do what I got
to
do after
better,
that.
You better take some of that pinion angle out there, motherfucker.
Just
turn the knob. Turn it on the roof.
Okay.
Get on the roof out there. You better turn it on. I'm just saying, you can try to leave on that shit now. Just take some pinion out of there.
Well, I got a dope femur.
Yeah,
can't leave on motor.
I know.
Can't leave on just motor. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie.
I did not build a motor car.
I built a small block nitrous car. Huh?
Well, I built a small block nitrous car,
so it's got to have its dope.
All right. Okay. Go ahead. Get him. Get him, killer.
Shoot. Huh? What you mean, get him, killer? I didn't build a motor car. I didn't. Nobody can talk about running a motor car. I knew my car in a motor car.
Gee, wait. Who says something about running on motor?
Well, Riedel just said turn the nitrous off. If you turn the nitrous off, that's a motor car.
If you go, no problem. I say, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He said you better put some slicks on there. He didn't say turn the nitrous off.
And say turn the nitrous off, put some slicks on there.
Hey, Chief, listen now. Don't be trying to quote me and not listen. I say if you go to no problem, you need to turn the nitrous off.
Turn the nitrous off and put some slicks on it.
If you're trying to keep your car.
God damn.
Not be back in the fucking hospital.
Now, Chicken Man just told me he was hooking so hard he knocked the back glass off his.
Man, a motherfucker was walking on the track and
I seen a picture of the Chicken Man. His back glass, he said, man, he's looking like a mug.
He about to draw down on you. Keep on playing with Chicken Man.
No. Chicken Man quoted.
He talking about Darius.
No problem was hooking so hard.
I ain't talking about that Chicken Man.
Man, he don't want me no problem with me.
I know you talking about Darius when you said something about the glass. I say, but you keep.
Yeah,
you
that's why I call Chicken Man.
He's going to come get on you. You laughed at him. Okay.
I didn't laugh. The man said the track was hooking so good it knocked the back glass out. That ain't laughing. That's what he quoted.
Did you bust out laughing? Did you bust out
laughing? No, indeed. I said, God damn, he knocked the whole back glass out. That bitch must have hooked.
Hey, Jamie, you heard him, man. You heard it. I know I ain't crazy.
I did not laugh at Chicken Man. I ain't laughing at
it. What hooking guy?
All right, you trying to set me out there. You just worry about you. You keep trying to set me out there with everybody else.
When hooking knock your black glass out, man?
Hey, that's what I saw. The man said hooking so hard knocked his back glass out.
So what hooking got to do with back glass?
Go wrong and it went to wheel hop.
Did the rim chat break? I thought he broke the rim, too.
That's what I'm saying. He might have had the pinion angle wrong and had the wheel hop, and that's what broke the back glass.
Yeah, I ain't never no hooking to knock
like
the back glass out.
To twist.
That's what I thought, man. I said, that mother was starting to twist. That's what it was.
If it a twist, it's popping. Jeez.
I mean, you ain't got no
I
support.
I said, boy, that has to put a man inside that boy. He twisting the whole frame up like that. Since Hot Rod trying to set me out there talking about Chicken Man going to get me. I caught on what you were saying. I know you weren't talking about Darius.
No, I only did that because you laughed when you were talking about Darius.
Boy, you trying to get me in there.
You know what would be crazy? Y'all be trying to twist what I say. But just go back and listen to the show. I ain't got to keep on defending. Because
what you say, James?
Sound like you trying to get in protective custody. You got me messed up, Hot.
You sound like you trying to get in protective custody. You throwing everybody on me but you.
I just asked you where you gonna be this weekend. That's what I asked you.
I gave you that.
You won't tell me. You won't tell me.
I ain't no bad motherfucker, but
you
ain't gonna push me.
Yeah, you are.
No. You're like it's my shit's cool. But I ain't scared to raise
you. You ain't slick either.
Man, go ahead with that, man.
Man, I seen that truck running. I've been in the crowd. You ain't know
I've
been
there. I done got mad all over again. I done put one of these fucking chickens on here, and they only got one wing on this bitch.
You can say one wing all you want. You ate that motherfucker.
You cooked
it up, didn't you? He cooked it up.
Hey, that motherfucker on the grill, retina.
Try to throw me under the bus.
Oh man! I wasn't talking about.
When I come back out, I ain't running for nobody. Like you say, it's just a race.
I
can take a loss,
to, man. You got a nice car. You got a nice teeth.
I got a turtle. I'm the slower than the group. My car is the slower than the whole group, and you saw I got a nice car. I got a turtle.
So what would that mean if you had the belt?
If I had the belt?
You had
I beat
belt,
a turtle.
You saying you was the slowest.
When I had the belt, I just beat a turtle.
Oh.
How about you, so, boy? You got some shit with you before you...
And if you gave it up, what the other person was, you gave it to a turtle, Daniel ass.
I didn't say that. That's what you said.
I hope y'all had some pictures in the iCloud, but that motherfucker ain't never going back over there.
Oh, when you say more, they're going to need some witch hazel for them bumps.
You're going to make my little brother get on here.
Man.
Hey, the swelling still ain't went down from when I got crossed down your
ass. Oh, my God.
Daniel ain't stopped spending money yet. Look at that. That's been three years ago. That's been 3 years ago, and he still ain't finished spending money yet.
Hey, and three years and three calls. Man, come on.
That motherfucker wants to call like he's on the newspaper. Nah, they ain't gonna get it. Not enough. I need to rethink this shit.
Anybody know a good therapist? We need a therapist for this man.
Man, I feel bad, man. I feel bad. I done ran that man out of reason, man.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah,
if I never saw it before, I done seen it now. I done seen it. I seen it. Damn.
I always heard
some of them old schoolers say, man, I whooped that boy ass. That boy ain't stopped spending money since then. Hey, I seen it this time. Look, it wasn't in my time frame when they told it to me. I seen it.
Hey, that's what Jamie must be a Jew.
How many times I raced since I ran Jamie?
Man, you done bought 10 transmissions since Jamie beat you. You done bought water pumps. You fill the block up. Come on, you don't have no more water leak because you fill the block up. Come on, man.
That was just good talk for the show. That was just good talk for the show. I like to have fun. I still ain't got no water in.
Oh. Man. Jamie made you ship your car to California.
Hey, if you want to say that, but hey, how many times I've raced since me and Jamie raced, and how many times you done raced since me and Jamie raced?
Oh, I haven't. I ain't gonna lie to you.
So you've been able to sit there and watch me. So how many times I raced since I ran Jamie? I ran somebody y'all was scared of. I ran Mike. Jamie had to pull the reins and get on Mike. Jamie pulled the reins and went after him. Jamie don't care either. Jamie said, fuck it. Get it on.
Oh, listen to this one. He talking about Mike.
I'm just saying, man.
Let's keep it real, huh?
Like them old folks say on life. Let's keep it real now. Let's keep it game. Keep it real. Like y'all just like keep it real.
You know, see, I can't because I mean, you scared to say you won. I mean, I don't know why.
Man, let me tell you something.
Did you win? Hey, man, they say, I'll tell you what I saw.
No, I told you, I whooped his ass. They saying what they saying. I don't have to argue. Like the old folks say.
I agree that you won. I didn't disagree with that. I said, what I saw, you won. And you said,
man,
no, they said I didn't win.
Period.
I said, well, I don't know what they looking at.
I won. And it just is what it
okay.
is. They tell the man whatever they saying. That's on them. But it don't make sense to keep arguing with people who are always in the
same. You like you scared to say that just not. Whatever they say. Just say it. I won. I kicked his ass. Ain't that what you say about Mo and Daniel? Just say it.
I ain't never been scared of a person in my life, and there's only two people I respect. That's my mom and my daddy, and that's it. I ain't never been scared of them, and I respect them, though. That's it. So don't ever
think
I'm scared of nothing. Period. You can let a motherfucker tell you anything they want, but I bet you I'll show you different if they play with me. I'll never be scared of any motherfucker. All right, next. Give me another chicken with three wings, one wing and two legs.
I don't want to go around.
You gonna fight?
Uh oh! Gotta talk my little brother up. Uh oh!
Yeah, and he only got one wing. He a chicken.
You said his name three times. That way he came up.
Yeah.
So why you always
yeah.
like you said earlier? Yeah, why you
yeah,
trying
yeah,
to say
yeah.
I talk his name up? Mo just talk his name up. So now I'm gonna let him talk to me. Though. Come on, I want you. Come on with me.
No, Daniel. He high ride belong to me. High ride is mine.
Say, hey, Mo. What Annie say? Talk to me.
Look, I'm just trying to get to that same way, so it won't be no excuses when I tear that ass.
Hey, Daniel. You ain't at work. You supposed to be at work, man. You supposed to be on this work.
I'm finna drive to the airport, pick my in-laws up here shortly. I just got off the bars not 20 minutes ago. My phone rang, said, man, they on the cell talking shit. I said, let me get on here and listen.
Hey, Danny working from 6 to 8.
Damn,
I
think they small
dollars. Y'all know as soon as this bitch fire up, I'ma be on live like a mofo.
Okay.
Y'all gonna know it, I promise y'all.
Get on. They let James Brown on live one time. He ain't been on there since.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
No. Boy.
Hey, at this point, Danny, I just want to apologize to you, bro.
Hey, that's the first step. That's the first step
hey,
of getting closure. That's the first step of closure.
So I think we had the belt for like 4 years. So it's about time for us to get it back. Cause it took four years for y'all to get that motherfucker.
That motherfucker, it ain't like you was just winning. You wasn't winning. I had problems. I couldn't get up there to get a chance at it, but. I'm going to just say, hey, I hope you got that motherfucking your motherfucking iCloud, or you ain't going to ever see it again.
Yeah. Don't make me post. I'm going to post a picture tonight. Don't make me post it.
Yeah, you got memories. That's what it pop up in your phone as, huh? Memories. That would pop up as.
So wait. So wait, Daniel still got it?
Boy, you know that fucking belt. Look at that belt in the trailer. I'm gonna tell you how much I tell motherfucker. That bitch in the trailer.
I thought they retired that belt and got a new one. Didn't they retire that belt and get a new one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Hey, that's
if
what you do.
If somebody
steals.
I got the new one. We'll call Dell Dunn on it. I'll say that.
Clyde, that what Kanye did. Kanye said, "You gonna steal my shoes? I'm gonna make some more." That's what Daniel did. He took my belt. I'm gonna make another one.
Oh no!
We the WWE. We was the WWF.
Hey,
I told y'all, bro. You know what they call
Daniel.
Me? They call me Hacksaw, bro. They call me Hacksaw for a reason. I used to like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Y'all finna find.
You remember what happened to Jim Duggan?
I saw that motherfucking hand. What happened? What happened?
He disappeared.
He retired. There go Uncle Dan.
He retired.
That was the fuck
Axel
is.
Hey, so I guess we retired Deaky then, right?
Oh, Lord. I was out there on the pad the other day. Talk light.
Listen to me. I got my family straight. You got our house straight. I'm just making sure I'm coming out right, bro. Look, next year, I promise y'all, we're going to be on your ass like gravy on rice.
Hey, listen to me. You got a quiet room.
Listen, let me explain something to you. I'm going to drive my ass right there to Atmo where your boy said, "I got to come," and I'm going to have to tattoo my ass. Y'all think I'm not scared of fucking Mo Jeezy at all, period.
I hope you built a quiet room in that house, because that these chickens in whom you're going to be hollering for about 2 days in that room.
What's the difference between a therapy and a surgeon?
A surgeon going deep.
Somebody say you need therapy, but I want to know what a surgeon do.
There you go.
A surgeon
sit back and watch everything, and he watches, calculating. What are you going to do
when
I tattoo that ass? That's what happens.
The therapist show up. The therapist show up to help him with dealing with what happened to him.
He need therapy. He needs therapy because he's still delusional.
No.
He need doctors. We're gonna get you on an intervention, Daniel.
Y'all don't have to.
If you think
y'all know
you need that still, motherfucker, you're delusional.
Oh man.
I'm just trying to get close to that horsepower range, you know, dog. I'm close, bro. I'm close.
It's more than just having horsepower in a light car. You gotta put the work in.
I know. Oh, I know. Oh, you, Mo, we beat the track up a half three before we started racing. Y'all, we racing every weekend. Believe you me, we'll be racing every weekend to get this right. If we got to go 8 hours away, we'll be right. Don't worry.
Well, I know. I didn't say you didn't know. I'm just saying that was going to take it. You ain't going to put that motherfucker
in
and come out every reason.
Oh no! We know better than that. But we show if we get within the vicinity where we think we're close, we coming.
Well, I'm just I'm gonna just say this. I'll be prepared. I'll be ready for your 2024.
No, you be before that. I might be done before December. It depends.
No, I ain't saying you ain't gonna be done. I'm about to tell you,
bro.
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen when you get an air person. You know what they gonna be telling me? You gonna let me tell out there?
You know that's his favorite phrase.
You gonna let me tell out there?
Oh yeah, you gonna give me something, man. You know I'm just getting right, you know.
Nah, we gotta keep him up.
Oh, hey, the show recorded, man.
Come on now.
Nah. You know how we are. I told you if you think if you don't want me that bad, let me tell out of that. That's what I said.
So we can
make the race. You know, if you think I ain't got a chance, go ahead and let me just tear up out of there so we can make it close for the people, man.
No, it's your fault.
I gotta make you hold up for all that shit you talking.
What you got? I forgot what I told you. You told me you cutting it off at the 64th. I told you you got the back time. I told you you got the one and one or what I told you you got. The one and one? You got the one and one. I'm gonna shut off at 3:30 on you. That's what I told you. And that ain't gonna happen. Jeez, I'm gonna shut off at 3:30 on you. She's gonna look at you, like dirt is drawers all in your face.
Okay, all right. You remember you said that shit.
Look, I'm telling you, Cheese, I'm gonna grab all that shit back on the tree. I'm gonna grab a back tire off.
Yeah, now you really got me fucked up. Now, Mo.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Listen,
hey,
Daniel, I'm gonna bet you $100 on the light. I'm gonna bet Cheese $100 on the light.
By the
rear. Oh yeah,
I'll take that bet.
But that's good. That's a bet.
I'm gonna bet both of y'all $100 on the light. That's what I'm gonna bet.
Hey, I'm good on my end. Yeah.
Daniel, did you something on the light? I don't know how you saying I'm bad on the light, Mo.
I don't know why you went that on me. I don't know why you went that way.
You're bad on the light. I say I'm that good on the light. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm handicapped.
I think the last time
and what
I
I'm gonna do,
you,
I'm gonna
start. I caught an 040, so you have to be better than that.
Hey, what we gonna do is start kicking y'all for them boxes.
You behind a fender already. With a 40, like.
Who you talking about, me?
Let me tell you something about Daniel. Let me tell you something. I know how to read. Somebody I know I got covered. I lay off the tree. You don't go. The worst thing you can do is go red against somebody you got beat. I lay off the tree when I don't know I got somebody covered. What the hell I'm going after the tree?
Well, lay off that tree and see what's going to happen.
Man, I'm going to lay off the tree and you got the back time. You got the back time to clip.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez, you about to go through that bitch.
You told me I got the one and one. So, I mean, I'm good. You got to clear me at 3:30.
Jeez, you about to go through that bitch crazy because I'm about to beat him off you.
Well, you're going to turn off at the first turnaround. You're going to just turn off.
I'm going to turn over the first turnaround. I bet I have my ticket first.
I ain't saying that.
Go all the way through there. And I'm going to make sure I get the right lane, too. I'm going to shoot for that right lane. I want the right lane. Jeez, I get lane.
I don't
want to
hear no crying.
Right.
Oh, he gave him the one and one. He cut off at the 3:30. I don't want to hear all that.
Jeez.
Like, shit, he's never going
to
catch that boy.
cheating. My bad. We're gonna be at more. I need the left lane. I get lane choice too because I'm giving you the one and one. So I get lane.
What do you mean we're gonna be at Atmo?
Yeah, you told you're going to Atmo.
Yeah, but you said you canceling your race. We're supposed to run into your race.
I don't care if it's there tomorrow or next year. We're gonna race at Atmo.
Oh, now and then you want lane
either
choice.
Way.
You must know something.
Yeah,
I don't know. You talking about how you want the
geez,
left lane?
No, geez, I'm giving you everything there is. I can't give you. I gotta get something.
Geez, he said he wants the left lane because he want to be able to make the turn and get his ticket first because you know you ain't gonna
be
there.
That was just.
Yeah,
I'm about.
Oh yeah,
I'm
glad y'all talking all that shit.
Why you wearing
all
that?
All right.
Why you wearing out at the last turn off? I'm gonna be right there at the ticket booth getting the ticket.
Okay.
I
round up with your ass laughing for
shit out that towel. Then you gonna be chewing the shit out of that towel.
I ain't chewing no towel.
Fast as Daniel come out there, fast as he gonna go right back to work. They gonna do like he did the other three calls. Well, that wasn't enough.
I just can't take a read.
I'm going to
holler at y'all. Jeez, I know you got a runner,
bro.
I know you got a good runner.
No, I don't. I ain't ran my car in 3 years. I don't know what my car going to do. I have no clue.
Man,
I really don't.
Man.
You be able to say, no, you ain't coming back.
Hey. You know what that motherfucker about to do? That motherfucker, yeah, he gonna be about to get the laundromat. That's what he about to get. Fucking with me. He gonna get the laundromat. All right.
Okay. You just remember that
all
now.
All I'm gonna tell you this before we strap in is, you ready to do the laundry? That's all I'm gonna tell you.
Come on. I know Clyde told you he gonna throw the laundry at you too now.
Don't try to throw Clyde on there. You keep trying to throw everybody off your ass. I'm on your ass, too.
Cheese, guess what?
I'm
going to
run
mode.
I'm going to run mode because me and Mo just got a neutral agreement on it, but I'm going to run you because you trying to throw everybody on me but you.
Watch this, Cheese. I like to do new shit. Mo, guess what? I'm going to throw the laundry. I'm throwing the laundry. Watch this. And I'm serious, Cheese. I'm throwing the laundry.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know now.
You must come through that bitch because I'm already by you and say, man, oh, my shoe jumped out.
Oh, let me tell you something. You going to say, man, what that's that thing that said, Dale, what? Yeah, you read it. Read that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you. Uh-huh. Now, just remember you say that. I'm throwing the laundry too.
No, remember you
said. I'm going to throw the laundry. I'm going to have a laundry hooked to the back, and I'm going to throw it.
I don't even have a shoe that tell you how slow my car is.
I don't even need it because I'm that slow too. But you ain't.
I don't have a shoe. I'm slow. You gotta have a shoe when you go over so many miles an hour. So I ain't fast enough for a shoe.
I'm like some of these liars. I got a car show car. It just look good. You put up in the car show, might get a trophy. No.
I never told you that.
why you talking about me, High Ride, bro? Why you talking about me, man?
Did you tell that man you gonna pull the laundry on, and he said he gonna run into the baggage?
No,
he
you said
his mind.
You got a call.
He
you
don't
got a call.
Call. I got a call.
Oh,
yeah, I do. I got a call. Show call. Yeah, he won't wreck his car now.
Oh, see, you talking too much now. There you go again.
Oh, so you paint.
You're talking too much now.
You got your car pretty now. You got your car pretty now.
No. Man, my car got 4 different colors on it. What are you talking about?
We have 5 on it. We have a nice orange stripe on that bitch with a shoot strip.
I ain't worried about that.
Okay,
that'd
be the hardest pill to swap when you ain't expecting to have to eat that fucking crow. Okay. I'm just saying. It's going to be something to see, Cheese. We're going to have some fun. But I'm telling you.
I know you keep talking about me and Dane, but you ain't saying nothing about when Wig Splitter put your ass out in the grave. Y'all made you go through all that changes.
Man, Wig Splitter.
You had to go see a therapist.
Head off. Yeah.
And
I knew
my boy DeQuinn had to go see a therapist. I seen him sitting in the corner like, man, I just lost the world. I feel so bad when I saw DeQuinn sitting in the corner over there.
Where you had to go when I took that money from you?
Me?
You didn't even have bologna. You didn't even have bologna in the truck.
You
that
just
man
won
was,
your money.
That man wanted to buy that.
Don't say
you
took money from me because Daniel scammed y'all the first time. Y'all had that boot look. Y'all keep forgetting that part. Me came. Look, which one of y'all called Big Cheese? How Rod said, that's him right there. Why are you the man I need to see?
Man.
Let's do it.
Cheese. I'm going to tell you something, Cheese.
Look, you know how I know y'all don't have a chance? Because y'all still hopping on the past where I knocked the tires off. That's how I know y'all don't got a chance.
No, Mo. When you lose a race,
he's talking about when they ran Travis. But I'm going to tell you what. Y'all get back out there with Travis.
I forgot what he was talking about. I was talking about with Mo. So what you
talking
about?
Yeah, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about with me. Yeah, he's
talking about
with me.
I'm talking about Travis.
Oh, okay.
I know they know they ain't got enough because they hoping on a win. One win they got when I knock the tiles off.
Hey, you know what that sounds like? When somebody say, I fought Mike Tyson and Golden Gloves, and I beat him and Sugar Ray Leonard up. When they got out there on TV, they beat the shit out of me.
Wait a minute. Then you got y'all first, and y'all came back and got him. So what you mean with the one win?
Man, I gapped Daniel, man. Man, I gapped Daniel. I gapped him.
I wasn't going to gap him.
I gapped him.
You know what I'm talking about. Clyde know what I'm talking about, too.
Hey, I'm exposing to something too. Daniel was on a radio, and I was on a slick. I was slow as fuck.
Eating their sausage dogs like fucking assholes.
Hey,
I'm on the radio now.
Put us to work. We can work.
Somebody got a TV or something on that. Ain't me hot.
Geez, I'm gonna make you quit at the 3:30. I'm telling you, I'm gonna make you quit.
You gonna make me quit? I'm not built like that, Mo. Mo, I'm not built like that. I'm not quitting no 3:30. I'm not built like that.
How ride?
You steady thinking yourself in that ship.
I'm saying this for a reason because
okay.
I am going to be competitive. Bring your ass on out there with me, and I'm going to pull a laundry on you, and I'm going to gap. I'm going to beat
you for that. You don't want to run Jamie again. You say you don't run Clyde because Clyde stood the car. You say
you
don't want
to
run him again. But
you
coming at me. I'm
trying to
get
you to run Jamie and Clyde first. You trying to get me to run
No.
You want me to run that first?
That ain't what I said. But it's just like you ain't mentioning no name. I'm the slowest one in the group. So, yeah, I go with
you. Look, Jamie, let me tell you something. Jamie never said nothing. Clyde never said nothing. But Jamie and Clyde, no. I will race them. If we going to race, we going to race. I don't have to fuck with them. But just like we did before. It just happened. We did it. But you on stage right now. I'm going to put a laundry on you. And I don't care who calls you.
All I can do is say, okay, I can't tell you not to do it. Okay.
You have to say, you know what? I'm going to pay you okay on that parachute because you're going to read it.
Okay.
Somebody got background noise.
Man, background noise bag. I'm trying to hear Hot Rod talk this shit.
Mute your mic if you ain't talking, please.
I'm not talking, man. It ain't me. I'm out there.
Hey. I'm gonna make cheese mute his motor.
Me on my motor.
Your motor? So you gonna get out of it, cheese?
So I'm gonna make him quit at 3:30.
Cheese gonna
ain't
go back
gonna happen, Mo. Mo, it ain't gonna happen.
The nitro's still on.
Just like Daniel said, the further we went, the worse it got.
You just got to show me how worse it's going to be because you ain't going to make me tap out at no 3:30. You're going to probably try to tap out. Well, you ain't got no choice because you say you're killing it at the 3:30.
Yeah, I know some right. Prize fighters. And they ought to take an ass whooping for a long one, 10 rounds.
How you talking that shit now? You wasn't talking that shit when you had that boot in your mouth.
Hey, all I did was accept that I had to clean over there, and I told y'all, man, y'all not my asshole. And it is what it is.
Oh,
I
ain't talking about that boot. I'm talking about the other boot when Mo and Daniel raised, you had a boot in your mouth.
Well, no, I ain't had no. Now, you know I had no boot in my mouth. I paid my money.
Yeah, you
did. Y'all got it tonight, man. It's all good. It's all good. Y'all see, you got it. You were so happy.
That was the first time I met Mini-Me said, man, which one of them dudes they call Cheese? Damon told me come look for Cheese. He didn't want to come back under that shed and look for me no more. But y'all got it back.
Right, but when we got you.
Y'all got it back.
Got
I said y'all got it back. I ain't saying, I said you got it back.
Cheese, I just told
you.
You
ain't going to be around
better.
Three.
Boy, we knocked your shoes off. You had that Cheese sitting over there. All his feet was hurting. I said, got you.
Knocked him out of his shoes.
That's all right. That's all right. You right. You did. I'm not. Hey, I told you I could take a lick. When we got in the car and told my uncle, let's go. Fuck this. You right.
Man, I made my boy leave earlier that night, man. Dang, man.
What I just said, you sure did. And my uncle said, I got a pocket full of money. You want to go back? I said, man, fuck that. They didn't dump it on my ass. Let's go.
Can you tell me I don't want to talk? I ride. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I said, man, what the fuck where them flames came from? I said, oh, hell no. Motor done something different than that. That wasn't no hell no.
Oh, man. That was going out
of- y'all know y'all ain't ran us off. Now, Mo, hold up now. Me and Daniel ain't the only one in this camp. We got other motherfuckers sitting in here, too, now.
Well, what y'all got?
You know, they got Loki sitting over in that corner.
See, that's the thing. I run Loki in the yard. Really,
No, that's not the way you
want
to look across this.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's not the crawfish.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a little crawfish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. I run low. Y'all ain't going to move. So why would I do that?
Well,
you say,
move
past the
light, past
the
light,
past the
light. Right? Once you run me or Dan, you can run Loki then, right?
I will do that. I'm not scared of nobody. One thing I know, you ain't going to win every race.
My brother. I
will do that.
Wait, brother. I never said you were scared of anybody. I know you better than that. You're not scared of nobody.
No, I'm not scared.
So I said, once you run me and Daniel, you can run Loki.
I will run all three.
Hold on, let me hear what he's saying.
I run all three out of the same night.
Man, talk to you. Stop talking.
I run all three out of the same night.
I was trying to hear what he's saying. He said, you run all three out of the same night.
I ain't scared, man. I'm going to win all of them. We're going to have
Wait,
fun
Mo,
no matter what.
I never said you were scared. I'm never going to say that because
no,
I know
I'm
why you are not
scared.
No, I'm
not saying you're saying I'm scared. All I'm saying is I ain't scared. That's what I'm saying. You ain't saying what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. So is Loki bust your ass. What you going to do, go back to the drawing board?
Huh?
You going to go back to the drawing board like you said Danny did if Loki bust your ass?
Listen. At this point around here, I ain't got no small blocks to race. So don't look. I'm gonna fuck around and put a big block in
you
that.
Know, you know why you ain't got no
stuff.
Small block to race. You got a small
fuck around
mind.
Put a big block
I guess
in
you
I'm gonna fuck around. Nah, I ain't got no pro mind, man. I got the same thing y'all could have. Y'all
Mo,
spend y'all money.
Mo, all right, man. Mo, hold up. Your car is light as shit, which you right. You can spend your money on what you want, and you
just
got a big ass motor and a big small block in there. Come on, man.
I got an inline valve LS. I don't have nothing special, Cheese. It's nothing special. It's an inline. The motor's outdated. It's an inline valve LS. Do your homework on it. It ain't nothing special.
The one you talking about sitting in your garage, you're trying to get rid of, not the one you got sitting in there.
Hold on.
You got that man motor sitting in there. You got the one you talking about sitting in your garage for a backup.
No. Let me tell you something, Chief. When I do upgrade, right. I don't care. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you.
And I ain't, it's no shots at nobody in particular at all. No, it's no talking now. They got some fast calls around here, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to just say this here. 95% of the calls around here, when I do upgrade, I don't care nothing about none of them. I'm telling you straight up. So that's what it's leading to. I ain't got no small block action around here. I got to travel 5 and 7 hours, so I'm going to mess around and put some more horsepower in there. I'm going to go big block. And when I go big block, I don't care. I don't care about no turbo calls. I don't care about no nothing. No pro charge, none of that. I'm just going to just beat my head in. But I got to do the inline valve LS for the time being.
But I'm saying, how about acting like he ran the Massaville boys off like you even ran us off from racing? That's bullshit. He ain't ran us off. We come on, we
man,
make a comeback.
We
finna step on
man,
somebody, and because you part of the clique on both sides.
You start.
How right? You part of the clique on both sides.
But geez, listen, geez, listen,
you black ops, and you.
I'm. That's all my folks. That's all my people. So,
you
so I'm tell
you
like
on
this.
Both sides of the clique.
I'm gonna tell you like this. This handle yours.
You 1-for-3 with us. So you, you dig it. When Mo did you, you 1-for-3.
Okay, so how many losses did you get for just giving the belt up so you didn't have to run Mo?
I didn't get a belt up where I didn't have to run Mo. My motor was broke. That's
did.
I ain't going to let you go that now.
Wasn't nothing wrong with that.
My motor was broke. That bitch was locked up tight as motherfucking blue jeans. Yeah, it was. That bitch was locked.
Daniel, you a little faster. We're going to let you try to run more.
Guess what happened?
Okay.
Daniel,
I'm not even going to lie. My motor was locked up tight. We couldn't turn that much. We did it. It would not move, so that was a wrap.
I mean, if you unhook the battery cable, yeah, it's going to be like that.
So you can say what you want. I ain't unhooking nothing on your ass.
Well, that's
since
good.
You throwing your dirty
yeah,
laundry, you're going to be, watch. I bet
you're
you going to
unravel
no
that
laundry on me.
I'm going to tell you, cheese. I'm telling you, okay. All right. You right. I won't. But I'm telling you I will, and I'm going to. And I want all the text messages you get tonight and tomorrow and, hey, bro, this is my – I want you to tell them after this happened, hey, bro, don't call me no more, don't text me no more.
Oh, you ain't gonna run me off. God, I done been beat up before and still come back around too.
I ain't gonna run y'all, Keith.
Mo ain't gonna cut it off at no 3:30 and I'll run me. Mo ain't cutting no call off no 3:30. Come on, he gonna cut it off at 3:30 because I'm gonna give up. Yeah, watch. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Well, I was about to have cheese. I'm gonna cut off at 3:30. I'm bit a ticket booth. You still gonna be racing?
Okay.
You gonna be the run into the window?
I love
that.
That
back there, the wind,
entertainment.
The wind,
I love
the wind.
That. I love that kind of entertainment.
And we betting 100 on the tree. And we betting 100 on the tree, cheese.
Yeah. I would say that's a bet. Because now I can't cut a tree. Now my
I ain't
say
you
tied.
Can't cut a tree, cheese. I just said I'm going to cut a better one.
Okay. Hey, that's work. Hey, that's good. I know Hot Rod ain't saying he, but I know him. I know better than that. He ain't going to say that.
You keep defaulting to me, bro. Listen, whatever going to happen.
I'm not defaulting to you.
I'm telling you. I'm
doing you the way you were trying to do my little brother with Mo.
I'm
kept talking shit
to
my little brother.
Hey, I'm telling you what's going to happen to you on the top of the tree, down there on the big side. I'm going to pull a parachute and I'm going to be out front. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. Hey, it's going to be what it's going to be. You got to show me.
Yep.
Well, I ain't going to say that because that be sounding like a cop out. I can't stand when somebody say,
I can't stand when somebody going to raise somebody and they say, well, you know, it's whatever because, you know, anything. No, I'm going to beat your ass.
Okay.
And I'm pulling the parachute on you.
All right. I said, well, all right, you got it.
But me and you, Keith, we all right, but I'm going to whoop your ass.
Oh, yeah, we, man, I'm all right with Mo. I'm always going to be all right with Mo, no matter what.
Cheese, you, look at Cheese, you putting a big block on me. Would you run a big block?
Fuck, I'm running one.
I ain't got no big block.
Who got a big block? I tell you what, I'm just telling you. Bet the money, and I'm gonna bet on the motor. And I just love that heater spreading it. That's why things change. And for
wait, I didn't spread that hot.
So come on and bet.
I didn't spread that.
Just come on and bet. No, I'm just saying. Just come on.
As long as you say I didn't start that shit. You know I didn't start that. I'm just messing with you because they say it.
We'll run for 1,500. I'm going to bet the 500. You can look at it. I'm going to take your 500. I'm going to be stuck it back in the pot because you're going to lose off of that bet looking at that motor. Well, come on with that, and we're going to have some fun.
Well, you say I got him in his, so you going to put 500 up on that?
No, I told you got two cold boxes.
You say I got fucking two cold boxes with a Hemi head on each side for the cold box. Yeah,
no.
That's recorded too. You say I got a Hemi head for each cold box.
No, that was when you was about to run Clyde. You swap motors now.
Oh, man. Y'all, why you tripping? You was tripping. Don't you use that cold box for no excuse for that big old motor you got in there, yeah?
No, I can't afford cold box.
I know you're smart enough to understand how a cold box works, so don't come with that cold box stuff.
Hey, the only cold box I got is that old school. I put the ice in that little blue bucket and let my fuel get cool when it come around. Give me about 17 horsepower, and we going to ride.
And I know you, I say you smart enough to know, you know, cold box ain't making that much difference on you.
You can tell me what you want. That cold box, ain't my business. Go ahead with the bullshit.
Yeah, that's why I need a cold box. That's how weak my motor is. I need a cold box. That's how weak it is.
You know, if you can put it on there, that means it can take it.
Oh. Oh, I got diamonds. I'm going to make sure y'all see my diamond stick on there. I got some diamond pistons in it. I ain't lying to nobody. And I ain't the only one out there with diamond pistons. So that's what I'm saying. What is the big deal about me having diamond pistons when there are the people running diamond pistons too?
Who else got them?
I don't think they were talking about your diamond pistons. I think they were talking about diamond racing engines.
Why you say that, Clyde? You know what I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about. I ain't the only one out there with diamond pistons. You go tell that lie to somebody else, or I just go to the normal speed shop and pull mine off the shelf. Yeah, right.
Hey, what the name of your engine builder? What the name of that shop you went to, Jeez? I think that's what they were saying. What the name is?
Oh, Diamond Engine.
I think that's what they were saying.
Diamond Engine. It's called Diamond Engine.
I don't think it was about the piston, Cheese. I got
Don Celestino. That's his name.
You know, Michael, 985-0367.
What's up, Jamie? That's Troy.
What's up?
How y'all doing? Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, man, Mo, what happened to that race over there? At Atmore, you don't mind me asking.
They put one on top of me the week after. That's the same classes, but free payout.
They put one on top of y'all the week after?
Yep.
Hey, anybody been to the junkyard?
Don't go. If you're on the radio?
Yeah, no. If you're on the radio, no. It's a cool little track, but not for you. Slick and all that, but not with you running now. It's fun to go to now. Cut up and have fun, but you'll be disappointed.
Right. Yeah, I just know what I'm saying.
I'm
going to
fuck with y'all later. I'm out of here. All right, boo-boo.
Later,
boo-boo.
I ain't holding my nuts on no track, but I got to tell the truth, shit. Hey, I expect to run at the junkyard all the time.
They get mad, but I mean, it's you know, when people, you can't tell somebody on radio go there, and then they go there and blow the tire.
Right.
And then, man, you told me the track is all right. Nah, man, you gotta, you know, the track is a track, you know. Like Gulfport, you don't really go no radio on Gulfport. You go to Slick. You can have fun.
Right.
You know? That's not being mean. That's not being hating. It's just telling fellow racists. Hey, this is where you should go on. If you run on that's probably not the track for you to visit. What you call?
Yeah, what's the next good race coming up then?
Shit. The only thing I know of is Hell on the Dell, huh, Mo?
Yeah, Hell on the Dell.
And then Trick or Treat. Hell on the Dell probably be better for you, Troy. Trick or Treat.
What is
that? You know.
Whatever
Trick or Treat, Hell on the Dell, Ava the Dell.
Evendale?
Evendale, yeah. From Texas.
Evendale.
Right,
Evendale, that's in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's right there on the line. It ain't far. It ain't bad. It's right there by the line.
October 22nd, Troy.
How many hours are there?
I know.
Where you coming from?
I don't know. I ain't never been there. So.
It's about a little over 4 hours for you, Troy.
Around 4 hours?
Yeah.
When that is?
Next weekend.
22nd. The 22nd?
Mm-hmm. Mo talking about going, too, so. She don't get locked up a trick or treat.
Yeah, I might make that ride right there, the 22nd.
Track pretty on point, too, so.
Yeah.
The track be good?
Yeah, get rid of the app. He's doing good.
He has some hitters out there.
Now, that's a radio track, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a radio track.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what, Chief, we ain't got to go to Ammo. We can go to Evendale. I'm going to show Gary some love. You go to Evendale, Chief.
I didn't say I was backing up.
We ain't got to go for no event. We can go for any one of them weekends. Talk to me. Talk to me right there, Chief.
You right? I got to get some testing in my car. Like you say, you got to put the work in first. I got to make sure my car is right.
Okay, I see.
I just can't say I'm going to bring my car out the box and go race you. That would be crazy on my end.
Right, I see you. That's something
I ain't going to do, Mo. You got to respect me on that.
I'm not asking you to. All I'm saying is I'm going to see you 2023 and I'm going to see Daniel 2024. Matter of fact, y'all probably gonna give a race next year, so we're gonna probably do it for y'all race next year.
I don't know. We can do it before then. My call, none of yours.
Oh, Lord, my life.
No, not your life. See, there you go again. You dipping in grown folks' business. I'm gonna teach you like the old folks.
I'm that bad ass child at the table.
I know what a bad child got by grown folks back then. Got that ass whooped.
He made one of them old folks have a heart attack at the family reunion trying to hit him.
Mm-hmm. He must not. Jeez,
I'm running you before you run Mo yet.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I ain't gonna. Just so you know, it's happening.
What's going on, Mom?
You got plenty of time. You say you don't want to hear your transmission acting up, or you got to switch with the other ties, or you got a water leak.
I ain't understand nothing about nothing. Hey, did I say anything
about
that?
The big 3-inch headers got a leak in it, and the 6-inch collector won't fit on the other small headers, and all right.
Well, all that's fine, but... Just have yours together, that's all.
Well, I'm not going to step to you left my car together. That'll be stupid on my end. Especially all the shit me and you didn't talk. I can't step to you saying, well, it's doing this. It's doing, no. It's going to be right. You just be ready.
Well,
you won't
I'm
be
coming
getting
out
no
of
punk
free ball.
Out
I don't give
that
a fuck.
You
I'm,
won't get no punk
I'm
out money
free
from
ball.
Me. Huh?
Yeah. He wasn't trying to give it to me either. That motherfucker hid for 6 hours.
What?
I said, bro, ain't no
Did
way.
Did you make a pass
this
and skid him or something?
No, I made a pass and I turned the knife. I had the knife on a 1 second delay. Everybody said, man, that shit ain't hitting on nothing. That bit left, whoa, boo. That's all I needed to do. I just needed to make sure it worked. And when we would have ran, whatever was going to happen was going to happen. I didn't do that. I ain't scared. I don't know what happened. They said the steering wheel shit come off. They said the fuel pump let go and start spraying gas in the back.
Oh, the man said he got problems then. Okay. I mean, that's racing. Something go bad, you know, you can break any time when you're racing. The only thing going to break between me and you is me putting my foot off of your ass. I've been told I can't talk shit and not back it up no more without racing. That's what I've been told. Damn, it got quiet. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go on mute. I think the man at the door giving me one of them goaded cranks.
Very quiet, nah, man. Damn.
Nah, I don't know why I got so quiet all of a sudden, James.
Me too.
Where's the queen at?
I don't know, Mo. Let me see. I don't see if you think he's still on here. Let's see. He fell off. He had to punch back in. On break.
Hey, G, you took notes. You took notes from Daniel, huh? Because I'm going to do you the same thing.
Yeah, all right, Mo. All right.
Do you the same thing? I'm gonna send you. I'm going to send you back to the lab for 3-4 years.
No, you're not. You beat me. You just beat me. I'm going to keep going with what I got.
Jesus, fuck. Jesus, they ain't make that mistake, huh? You ain't going to make that same mistake.
Oh, see, you talk for me. Now. I ain't getting it.
Hey,
I'm going to keep going with what I got. I feel I'm going to run that motor break again. That's what I'm going to do.
I got to talk shit to Dan because Dan talks shit when he fucking when he wants. That motherfucker talk shit to me, boy. But I'm not occupied, though. I told motherfucking Anthony and I told my son. I said, I'm going to lay that bitch back so far. I'm going to make sure that bitch go here to be. I ain't putting nothing close to a tune-up in that bitch. I'm going to make sure I go down the fucking track.
Wait, so you saying when you beat Habry that time, you ain't had no tune in there?
Man, I had that motherfucker laid so far back. That bitch went 119
oh,
to the 60.
Oh, come on, Mo. Come on, Mo. This is me now.
I've never been alive.
I seen when them fucking set of flames start coming out of that bitch. You ain't fooling me with that shit.
Hey, they got a lot of motherfuckers that throw flames down me and they going nowhere.
Nah, them bitches turn red like a cherry bone when you got midway. What the fuck?
Yeah, red means
I'm like,
all right.
I know when I see flames and I know when I see fucking blow torches.
Hey,
so you can tell that shit to somebody else.
There's such thing as, there's a such thing as flame throwing turtles.
Yeah, that's what I got, Mo.
I
don't even throw flames. I got.
I went slow as fuck against Daniel.
Okay.
Gee, if you think about how that car ran 3 years ago, you lost already. I'm telling you.
No, that when I know when your car was running and when it was running. Mo, I'm like Hot Rod. I could tell when the car was running. You wasn't holding back. That car was throwing fucking cherry bombs
man,
out geez, that mother on the top of
you. I'm telling you, when that bitch went 119 against Daniel, that motherfucker was slow as dog shit. I'm telling you, it was. That ain't no cap, though.
Damn, you gonna let him sit there and say that? All right.
What?
You gonna let Mo sit there and say that bullshit?
I don't know. That's what he said, right? That's what he said, right?
All right.
I'm telling you where I went. I went 119 to the 60-foot. It was not a fast pass. It was just fast enough.
Oh, you might have left laser because I said you had flames and all of a sudden you had cherry bombs coming out of that motor at top end. You might have left lazy, but to make sure you didn't blow the tires off, because you knew if you blew the tires off, the race is over. So you left lazy, being smart. That's smart racing.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
But when you got to the top end, man, they like cherry bombs coming out of that thing. It was so hot.
Man, that ain't heard enough. Daniel's been broke for 2 years, man. Cheese and Clyde got all pressure right now. What we going to do?
Boy, I got my phone on your nose.
I've been sitting too quiet. And you wonder why
I told him the boy said I can't talk no more shit. I got a raise now. I already told him that.
Oh, I know the call to get your ass out, bro. I
got to
call Steve to get you to get out
there, Steve. That's why I'm on Jack stand right now, man. All this talk, man. Lock in. Shit. You know we got your back.
What,
that ain't going to happen.
Hey, I ain't want to say them words to him, Steve, because I know he got him and Kenny got to get there and work it out. So I ain't want to put too much pressure on him.
Nope. You say what you want, Mo. I said, I done told you, the boys say I got to race you, so it's going to happen.
Man, it's on the right. I'm saying, man, let me tell you something. Man, Rat Pack, my family. Man, let me tell you something. Motherfucking Rob and fucking Trust kept their foot in my ass. I was getting my teeth kicked in. You know what it did? It made me better. It made me want to step my shit up.
You're exactly right.
I,
it motivates you. You're exactly right.
My ass blew out. I'm telling you,
right.
I did. I'm talking about they just take turns driving fucking me up. problem.
Well,
boy, we to go up and down
y'all heard.
The
man say we racing. What's happening? Say both of us got all present. What's happening? So me and you in. All right, I'm going to knock the foul off his ass. I'm not going to foul off his ass. You think I'm...
I'm making it right. I'm making it right. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say you no. I never say you didn't. You're right. You're making it right. You just got to remember what you said. So I don't want to hear that crying when you're talking about you can't shut that motherfucker off at no 3:30. I'm like, fuck, cheese ass, gone. What the
cheese,
fuck?
Cheese, I'm telling you. Cheese, listen to me.
Okay.
Well, cheese.
I'm listening.
I'm going to fuck you up. 3:30, I'm throwing the laundry. I'm going to throw the laundry about 400 feet. I'm going to throw the laundry.
But shit, you didn't have to throw your laundry. You shutting it down at 3:30. What laundry you got to throw if you got if you shutting it down at 3:30?
I want the picture.
All right.
I just want the picture.
No problem. Hot rocks, I'm ain't throwing in my face.
Every time we get on, every time we get on the talk show, and you go to talking hard to me, all I'm gonna do is post a picture on Facebook. And everybody gonna go to text you saying, "Man, go check Facebook out, man." And all you gonna do is parachute. Well, look, that's gonna make all that's gonna do is make you step your game up. That's all it's gonna do.
That's what I'm about. When somebody step on me, step my game up. You right.
Every time somebody get across my ass, that's all they do is make me work harder.
That's exactly right. You right.
I'm telling you, I don't like losing. Motherfucker, get caught my when Daniel beat my ass, I knocked the tires off. But we went back. We went to the lab. We went to the track. I think we went to the track like 6 weekends in a row. Fuck that. No. Yeah, motherfucker, figured out. For real, cheese shit.
No, you exactly right. You got to put that work in to make it right. You right. You right.
That way it is. But far as it being light, I'm going to tell you, I got all that shit on that car, and it ain't that much lighter than it's like your car.
Gee, you never made me believe that shit. I know how light your shit is. Your probably, shit probably like 2,100 pounds.
Nah, hell no. Jeez.
If you ain't
21, look, an F-body start off life 500 pounds lighter than the Mustang. I'm saying heavier than the Mustang. It start off at 3,500. The Mustang start off at 3,050 pounds.
Mo, when you start making shit carbon fiber, that's light. Don't try to bullshit me now, because I know your car is at least no heavier than 2,500. No heavier.
Everybody that been around racing know it's a Mustang S10 like Vegas, what the other cars, Monzas and shit like that. Them little man, that shit light as fuck. It ain't hard to make the motherfuckers light, cause they come in at 3,000 pounds, like right around 3,800 pounds from the factory.
My car was 3,250 with me in it, Mo. I'm telling you, on the scale I got in, it was 3,250 with me in it.
I
know you ain't 3,200 pounds.
I know about. Oh, no, indeed, no. I ain't going to sit up here and lie to you and tell you I'm 3,200 pounds.
Well, I know. I mean, I know you. I know you ain't going to get me like that, but, I mean, that's why I say make the race right. I know you the lighter, you don't need a whole bunch of motor with a light car.
Right.
No. If I had a car, a Mustang weighing 2,400 pounds to put my motor in, oh, well, hell yeah, I'll tell you, let me straight up, but I ain't weighing no 2,400 pounds. I'm not even going to tell you that lie.
I know, gee, that's why you didn't have to ask for nothing. I volunteered to get you.
I know, Mo. I'm not saying you didn't.
Let me tell you something. We friends racing amongst each other. You hear me? The only time we ain't friends is when
it's
time to go to
work. Oh yeah.
I ain't trying to dog on you or try to do nothing. No, we trying to have fun, man. We making history. We making memories.
I mean, Hot Rod, he ought to be proud of us making memories on him.
Oh,
He gonna be scarred for life.
Hey, I got a cake baking. Yeah, I got a cake baking.
I've been having a cake baking.
You waiting on you and Daniel.
Mm-hmm. You heard that? You heard that, Mo?
Who's that?
You heard that, huh? When they say ding, that's when they know it's finished, it's ready. Ding.
Uh-oh.
Y'all ragged me so hard. Oh, he getting diamond pistons.
Big block.
Oh, he waiting on the mailman. Okay. Yeah. I'm doing just like everybody else. Horse was hard as hell to get back then when that shit over it.
Oh, yeah. You right about that, big brother. When you go down, it's hard to get back up. But at this age, yes, indeed.
And I ain't, like I said, I appreciate what you give me, but I don't need nothing for High Rod. I want him straight up.
Come on, man.
And he in the S10. He in a little small truck. He ain't gonna tell me that truck heavier than my car. He got a big ass motor in there. I mean, I ain't gonna call his horsepower and all that, but he got a big motor. My leg been broke 2.5 years, and I've got to watch a lot of cars. And he was one of them. He cry all that. Oh, I got a little bit of motor, right? Just like Don Mack be saying, we're coding him with that little truck. Shit. How I must have fell off.
Yeah, he did fall off.
Okay, I know he responded by now. That's why I ain't going to say nothing else about it.
Oh, man.
The more you heard it, big man say, we racing. Fuck it, we got all pressure on 2 cars. We racing. So that's what it's been going to happen.
Yeah, it is.
Boom, chakalaka, boom. Oh, man. Clyde, you still on here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still on here.
Uh-oh.
Transportation service about to get kicked off in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Go to my second job here tonight.
When we lock in,
oh, huh? Yeah. Huh? Okay, you come back, say it again?
Huh?
Can you say it again?
I said, when we going to lock somebody in, man?
Whenever I get my car straight. I work for a living. I ain't got the luxury to be some of these cats. I just came back from Alabama. I'm getting it in right now. Racing gonna be here. Come on, dog, get back.
I know that's right.
That shit gonna be here.
I ride it. So
where we gonna lock in at? Where we gonna lock in at?
I'm locked on them Jags, man. Me, them. I'm locked on them.
I'm a
race Jags.
I think I got a couple things to do. I got a couple little things to do. A couple little minor adjustments to make. I just ain't had the time.
What's
I ain't had no time. I'm ready for that blue Mustang though. I'll make some time for him.
Blue Mustang.
Huh?
Cold Box Nation.
Oh, you talking about?
Stop it, you had me lost for a second, man.
I was like, who the hell he talking about blue Mustang, man? Stop it, bro.
Oh, man.
You making a little rain every turn wrenches. That's what you doing. I know what you doing.
Man,
I know
so
a little rain probably left.
These ice machines over here ain't no ice, and he came ice his drink down.
Where?
Yeah. Nobody worry about no Renee.
Hey, now you punch it. Hey, you punch it on something. Man. You on your own.
Yeah, nobody worry about that.
That man say he wants the blue Mustang. Oh,
blue Mustang needs some milk.
That mean you way out. What you say? What you say? Need some milk? Did you say need some milk?
He needs some milk.
Or need some black pepper. You punching on Duck Hunters. I mean, I can't fuck with you. You trying to stab at Duck Hunter. I know what you're banking on. Don't get fooled now.
Hey, bro, it is what it is. I ain't never had a fight, so I keep punching. He as long as he don't punch back, we good.
Now you know that shit gonna get back to Lil Renee. I know what you're banking on,
Renee.
I know what you're banking on. You can't always bank
on
that.
What I'm banking on,
you know Corey. You hoping he blow them ties. That's what you hoping.
Hey, I got a whole bunch of things that go on. I could blow my ties, so no biggie. Neither one of us ain't made a pass in a long time. We bought the same time in.
Who, you and Renee?
Yep, I just bring my car to the track. He don't. Neither one of us make a pass.
Listen, Jackson, I just bring my car to the track. He don't.
Hey, we got mic'd over. 504-7295. Who we got?
Hey, that's me. Hey, Steve, you said you had something you wanted to say to me? I had dropped off. You wanted to say something?
you heard Big Man say, huh?
Say
like
I didn't
that.
Hear, I ain't
Big
hear
Man said we got all pressure over
I'm
here. What we doing? He said, lock it up. You heard what he said.
You listen, I wasn't on the phone, man. I'm asking you what you said.
I didn't know. That's
about.
Why I say I ain't going to say nothing else because Hot Rod has fell off. That's what I said. I said,
so
I didn't know you had fell off, so I said, I'm not going to say nothing.
Was
I ain't
trying,
not on
what he was, trying to do was guesstimate your horsepower.
I can show him what I got. I got some clouds.
I was estimating Hot Rod horsepower. I wasn't guesstimating your horsepower, Hot Rod.
I ain't no bad motherfucker, but I ain't scared.
You
you
trying to play Doug Quack. Doug Quack.
No, I ain't trying to play nothing. I'm just saying, I got a text message, so I called you from the other phone, and I was able to get back on. So I was just trying to see what
and
you
all
were
I said that you was not on this, and I thought you were still there. And I was like, well, how about they answer? They say he fell off. And I said,
man,
okay, I'm
know
done.
The earpiece dropped and it wouldn't reconnect, so I had to hit back on another number.
Oh, I can repeat what I said if you need to hear.
I'm listening. Come on, talk.
Big Man came on there and said, we got two cars of oil pressure. What's happening? I said, well, that's another thing.
Wait, who said that?
I said, I'm going to raise Mo. Let me finish. I'm going to raise Mo, but I'm putting my foot off in your ass.
Well, I didn't hear no. When you said Big Man. You said Big Man?
Well, you. Yeah, the Big Man. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just trying to. I couldn't understand if you said Big Man or Fish Man or somebody.
The
I didn't know
Big Man called in and said, we got two cars of oil pressure. What's happening? I said, well, y'all heard it. I already told y'all. The board said, no more shit talking, got a race. So we're going to.
Hey,
well, like I said,
I guess he talking about me, Hot Rod.
Yeah.
I get on here every now and then. I be listening, man. Just be talking. There don't be no locking in. It's like, damn, we got two cars that got off pressure. Let's lock somebody in here. That's what we got a team
well,
for.
Hey, I tell you, hey, Steve, I'm going to tell you what. If Cheese was in Vietnam, nobody would have got bombed because he throw cover for everything. He a scary motherfucker.
That's one thing. That's one thing they all know. I ain't scared. Ain't no kid in me at all. They all know that.
What you say? What you say? How he in a bunker?
Man, in a bunker. He's in the. Hey, Chief. No, y'all not in the bunker. Chief said y'all come in here. It's safe in here. Come over here. Come in here.
Do you remember that shit, yeah?
He's in a big house with Putin, huh?
Oh, man, what? He found a tunnel. They got tunnels under here. Ain't nobody going
to
find
it. That's what I'm about to say. Damn, they forced that mug out that tunnel. I know the tunnel is, and they forced him out that tunnel.
he in El Chapo tunnel. Mm.
Oh yeah, yeah. That joker take him down there 8 miles, 12 miles to the other side. Yeah. Oh yeah. Cheese come up, they don't even know who he is, so he ain't got to worry about racing over there. Cheese.
I told you I'm the slowest one in the whole group. So what I mean? Ooh, I'm be pushing
you
on.
Pretty
I'm
stout. You pretty stout, G. You pretty stout. You pretty stout. You not.
No.
You all we got. Slow,
nobody,
fast, whatever. You all we got.
Yeah. Nobody have a slow person in their league. When somebody starts saying that they're trying to get undercover, but
oh no. I'm slow as a rat pack. I am slow as this clan. I'm
slow
in my clan. Yes, I am.
Well, I mean, that's modesty. Modesty is a good thing sometimes. But sometimes if you be too modest, it looks foolish. So stop being foolish. You're not slow.
Okay. So in my group, who am I running?
That's not my
that's
business.
That's my point.
You tell me who you
that's
are running.
That's my point,
you
though.
You tell me who you are running over there. You're not going to say
that's
who you're not
said.
Running. But when y'all get over there.
I just said I'm the slowest one in the group.
When you get over there in the shop and start fussing, you going to say it to them. You ain't going to say it on here.
I ain't going to fuss. I already telling you, I'm knocking your fucking socks off. I'm coming
on
your side of the lake, and I'm knocking your socks off.
I'm with socks.
Well, your flip-flops or your sandals
well, I'm
or your Jordan, because I know you ain't wearing no Jordan.
I'm
going to
pull your stockings over your ear. I'm going to pull your stockings over your ear. You got on Pantene.
I got a prosthetic leg. You want to put it that way? I got a prosthetic leg.
You
know,
hey.
My foot don't even flex no more.
I ain't gonna be like dead presidents. I ain't gonna grab the wrong leg.
You grabbing on the wrong motherfucker right now?
No, it's all good. You a bad motherfucker. You know, you poking with me.
I'm not
bad. I just had your shit together when you fucked with me.
Well, how am I fuck with you when my shit wasn't together? How can I mess with you when my shit ain't together?
No, I'm just saying, you fucking with me now. Just have your shit together when we get
my shit together.
Night.
Yeah. It's been plenty of nights. Y'all be asking, what cheese that? I be sitting on here listening. I just couldn't say nothing.
But we all
not though.
Told them.
Oh,
but
we
you weren't saying that shit when Mo said a minute ago. Hey, we can go in on
I just told Mo I'm going to race him.
Okay, you just
so
told me
you're
going to race me too. You just told me you're going to race me too. But Mo said you don't have to wait until then. Tell him where you want him to go. And I said the same thing.
No. Mo was trying to pin
yeah.
down for like a weekend. I can't do it. I'm not even sitting and say, I could do it this
well,
weekend.
You told
I'm
me
not going
to run
and say that. I can't go to Evendale this weekend. It can't happen.
So where you going? You said you were renting the track this weekend.
Well, Mo canceled his race, so I don't know now.
But so you were still free for the weekend. So where you going?
I'm going to Angola.
Hey, he playing duck. Goose.
I'm going to Angola.
We're going to race for at Admiral. We're going to race at Admiral on the 19th. Now the race ain't happening on the 19th. We ain't giving a race to Admiral on the 19th. So I'm trying to get him to do it. And I'm saying in a weekend.
Right.
Around that time.
I know you said that, Mo. That's why I said it.
Hey, look,
I
he just said he
racing. My
he
car for the race that we're going to have over there. I'm not going to be racing that. That don't make sense. You know each track you go to, you got to make your car work for that track. You know that.
No, I said we can go to Evendale by Gary and show Gary some love. And you're right. I said I can't go to Evendale this weekend.
But you were going that
weekend.
Yeah. Well, okay. I thought you were talking about this weekend. I thought you said he had something to eat there this weekend. That's why I said I couldn't go.
That's next weekend. We got the next.
Oh,
well, where
okay.
you renting the track at, Chief? Where you renting the track at this weekend?
On Karma.
Here we go. See? Hey, that's how you make a motherfucker. I tell you what. Where you want to go then? Where you want to go to get with Karma this weekend? Where you want to go?
See, but see, you saying that, but when you was on Daniel, it was good. I told you to stay off, little brother.
No, I'm asking you. You said you was renting the track. You going to get on me. Where you want to go?
I can't run you this weekend. I can't run you this weekend. I'm not going to sit there and say, yeah, we can go here. We can go. I can't run you this weekend.
Okay, well, I understand.
I got to tweak my car first. I'm not going to run you with just my car being half-assed. I'm not going to do that. And anybody know me, know I'm not going to run it half-assed. I'm not doing that.
I got you. We good.
When I step off into you, it's going to bleed me. It's going to be right. I'm going to have my chest going to be poked out.
Okay.
And I ain't big like I used to be. I'm small now.
Richard Pryor did that once.
Hey, how are you going to put
your chest out step on five. What Mo said?
You're gonna be poking your chest out because your back hurts.
Okay.
Your low back.
Now,
the middle
now,
of the
Mo,
back.
Remember you said you'll run all three of us. Remember you said that now.
Yeah, this show is recorded, man.
Stop bringing everybody else.
High ride. I'm talking to Mo. You dipping and
stop
going.
Stop bringing
other I'm talking to Mo.
That man talking to you. That man talking to you.
I don't know how many times I got to say this. Me and Mo is going to race.
And
I don't know what that's
no going
to turn out like. He's saying what he's going to do to me and all that. But me and you, I'm putting my foot off in your ass.
Well,
my transmission was slipping. My talk converter was
I appreciate
was,
everything.
It's too tight.
Thank you for coming out. God bless you and good night. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do it.
All right.
I'm putting a parachute on. I never pulled it before. You going to get it.
You're going to be pulling that mug just be saying for pictures. And I'm going to be gone already by the time you talking about a shoot.
Okay. I understand.
All right. When you put a parachute on your truck.
Wait, what did you
say? You said when you
put a parachute on
your truck,
I put a parachute on my shit like a week ago.
Oh shit!
Oh.
Yeah, I went to the car show and all the people had them car show cars out there. They were slow. The parachute. I said, well, my shit's slow. I put a parachute on mine. I'm gonna pull it on cheese though. Put a parachute on my shit.
Would you think with the Clint and them riding around on the trailers?
Oh, yeah, we're going to pull parachutes on 3127 on people. Fuck it. Matter of fact, we pull a parachute on the car with it on the trail. It just looked good. It took a good picture.
Oh, shit.
While we were riding. Yeah, 50 mile an hour, parachute open all the way up.
You got to put that safety clip in there, huh?
Yeah, man, because, you know, that vibration. Shake it up out of there. But she's going to get the fuck out of this.
I don't have a shoot. I keep telling you that. You can have a shoot.
You don't have to have a shoot.
I'm not fast enough for a shoot.
Me either, but I just got one.
How much did
you call? Camera act. Oh, I don't know. I caught it at the swap meet at Clawson.
Hey, Cheese.
I ain't got no money about no shit like that.
Hey, Cheese. You go. What day?
Yeah.
What day gonna be launched?
After I run high ride, scary motherfucker.
Oh, nah. Now you saying I'm scary? But you just said on the show you gonna run me before Mo, Now you're saying I'm scary.
I'm running you before, Mo. I'm running you before.
Well, why are you saying I'm scary?
I said
I know. Why you saying I'm scared?
You wouldn't say it. I said it. I say I'm running you before you run, Mo, because it won't be an excuse of you saying, if I beat Mo, you ain't going to want to run me, so I got to run you first. So I told you, I nipped that shit in the bud.
No,
I'm running you before you run.
That's the shit y'all use over there. That's the shit y'all use
no,
over there.
No, I never use that. I never use that. Whatever they do it to me, I don't do that. I don't do that. I ain't never do that. Never will.
It's basic common sense, Chief. All right, that's Chief. I like this hill. If I run Loki before I run you and Daniel, you know what I'm saying? Y'all going to use that pass to gauge me. It's just basic
no,
common
I'm
sense.
No, I'm not. I can't refuse the race you gave me. I can't refuse it, Mo.
Oh,
you gave me the
so
one and one,
you
and you talking about you going to shut it down at the 3:30. I can't refuse that.
Oh, you begging. Why
I can't refuse that. Then you say you're throwing the draws on me at the 3:30? I can't refuse that, man. Come on.
And so he's shutting it off at the 3:30. He ain't see you pulling the shoe.
Yeah, he did. That man said he's going to pull the shoe.
He's shutting it off. Man said he's shutting it off.
He said he's going to be at the ticket booth, and I'm still going to be coming down the track.
Hey, now, look, all that matters as long as I clear you. That's all that matters. All the rest of that shit don't matter. As long as I clear you.
You're exactly right.
Gee, you ain't going to be able to cross that cause when you get that ass with me.
Why not? Where else am I going to go? Golf course.
You had to take 55. You had to take 55 to 12.
No, he's going to go in the water. He said he ain't got nowhere else to go on the twist, man.
He might go
on
the
won't be here no more.
Get that scary motherfucker, Mo.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. I just told them the UPS man came in the door. I got a gold crank for your ass.
Bro,
no,
what am I
talking about? No crank staff.
It be sounding like those. Hey, Chief, last time you said the UPS man showed up, you didn't say nothing about racing for 4 months.
Diamond take forever.
You right. I sure was waiting on them. I ain't lying to nobody. I sure was waiting on them. Sure was.
They bought the wrong punch.
He had ordered the heart, but it didn't come in.
I already had the heart. I was born with a heart, so I ain't never got my order no heart.
Now you got the heart,
that,
you
get to
the brain.
Why you getting in that, Unc? That ain't got nothing to do with you, Unc. Why you getting in that?
He doing dumb shit, Unc. He got heart. Now he just doing dumb shit.
No, he look at how he got the heart. Now he don't got no brain.
I really ain't never forgive you when you was talking that shit about that scary-ass motherfucker Reed there.
Uh-oh.
You got me confused. I keep telling you, you got me confused with somebody when you keep saying that. We had this discussion already. That wasn't whoever you talking about wasn't me.
Something was wrong with your leg or your ankle? You was on one of them scooters?
My leg still fucked up. But you keep saying it was
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well, that was you. Jamming, though.
I ain't
he tried to tell you.
With you. Wait a minute. What you was talking about running Riedel with? Your Camaro? If that's it,
no.
Then I'm asking, what you was talking about racing Riedel with that you saying Riedel was scared?
Well, he was bumping his cars out there. We had two cars out there.
But what that's what I'm saying. So what did I say that you, about you running Riedel? What you were supposed to be racing him with? That's what I'm asking.
He wanted
I'm
the bad
asking,
time from
I,
that vet. That's the first thing he wanted.
Uh-oh.
See, I didn't even know that. That's what I'm saying. You saying I said so I didn't even know y'all was talking about no bad time with the vet.
I don't know. Oh, we're gonna be that long.
Yeah, we there long here. I never said that man was scared of nothing.
And who cares?
I don't think. Let me see if he don't have teeth. He fell off. No, he ain't on here.
No, that's all. This Derek. This Derek.
I think you said something.
I like to say, I don't know. I think I know what they said, but I ain't.
What they said? Nobody could understand.
But I ain't said it's Derek.
Who's Derek?
I think that was somebody trying to be funny about that shit from last week, or week before last, or whatever. I knew that was coming
okay.
Sooner or later.
Fill me in. What happened with Gary?
No, man. No. We were fucking with somebody.
I'm asking you to fill me in.
Name.
I don't know what you're talking
somebody
about.
Somebody said their name was Derek last week, or week before, whatever, whenever that was. A big old argument about some shit, about a race. And the name wasn't really Derek.
No, I know what you're
talking about. That's why I laughed when I heard him say that just now. I said, man, oh, here they go with that shit. Yeah, man. So, Cheese, you going to rent out Darlington this weekend? Get that bitch right?
I'm going fucking 13 hours up. Fucking Samuel, you smoking shit that you said PB and you're a straight jacket or something.
No, I drink. I don't smoke. Like boys and all boys. I don't smoke. I drink.
Oh. Well, you must be
going
to
turn
that
motherfucker loose, Cheese? You going somewhere? You going somewhere with it?
I am. I'm going down on call my ass.
Oh, Lord, my life. Lord. I know you are. I know. just let karma know when. So karma can get her hair done and be looking good for the date.
They say karma is a bitch, eh?
He gonna find out. He gonna be stuck with the tab, huh? Karma gonna tell
you
him,
that
to wash my hands.
My
right head back.
Down. I
Karma
just got my
hands. Karma gonna be stuck
my
with
my
the
just got my hair fixed. You
Karma,
fuck my hair.
Karma gonna dine and dash and show you what some good shit is.
Hot out. I'm hot. I'll be an easy race for you, hot.
No. You a bad man.
No, you're throwing your dirty drawers on me. And,
oh, so I'm putting the parachute
okay.
on you. I'm putting the parachute on you, G. You going to see?
I might not. I might have to see the picture after I come back.
Well, that'll work. As long as the picture look nice.
Somebody have a video or something.
Yeah.
You say, G, somebody be filming it
up. I realized when I whooped motherfucker ass, all of a sudden the cameraman wasn't down. Cameraman be there for every race that I do, hoping I lose. And suddenly you're not there for the race of yo, whoever he is. Shit.
You sure he wasn't there and he just deleted the thing?
I know that's what happened. James. But it's all good.
Oh, shit. Let me delete this.
Man, she said, send it to me. Oh, no. Don't even worry about it.
Well, somebody had it because it was all I seen it. So somebody had it.
No, he's talking about top of the
tree. I'm talking about the top side. I know they had a couple of people down there, and that video never showed up. Never. You know one thing, if I'd have got my ass whooped, they'd have wanted to embarrass me, and they would have had that video everywhere.
to where all the videos went. But hey, it don't matter. It's all right. Hey, guess what? I took the win, and I'm going to keep that win. They're going to race everybody in the world. I'm good. Shit too political. Shit too political with them. I'll race everybody else. Fuck it.
So what, they bought the newspaper stand?
Did they? They bought the newspaper stand. You know how they do it. Take all the newspapers.
They buy all the newspapers.
Everybody get them. Jump on them. It is what it is, man. I don't give a shit no more. Fuck it. Fuck it. Well, I ain't going to say no more because I've been saying that for the last, since then. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I did what I had to do. Anytime you check out on a motherfucker and they say, oh, I let you leave. No, she ain't let me leave. See, you going to try to use that excuse too.
I ain't know they said they let you leave.
Man, everybody, hey, man, look. Man, oh, my life. It is what it
so
is.
So what you trying to say? They said they let you leave and they caught you on the other end? Because I didn't see
bitch.
I didn't see that video.
I didn't see that one either. And look, I was in the movie.
Now, I'm like, I didn't see that one. Now, I heard the man say he left out in second gear. He don't leave out in first gear on you. He left out in second gear.
Well, they leave out in second on everybody, or third.
That's what I heard.
They too much power on the low side, so that bad motherfucker go down through there. Yeah, well. Could do everybody to be sweeping up the reception hall for the extensive party over with. Jamie. Oh, shit. The gloves off.
The Quinn, don't get quiet. I heard you come on here and told Mo to jump. Don't you get quiet.
Quiet his boom on here.
Is it more players, huh? No, I ain't on me and Mo gonna race. How that diesel coming?
Hey, Dick Quinn. Hey, Dick Quinn.
Hey, what up?
Am I gonna pull that parachute on that ball or what? Am I gonna pull that parachute on him or what?
Through the week.
Quinn, didn't you just come out? You just got over therapy. You just got over therapy, Quinn.
No, they Quinn was just at the house.
You know what I'm talking about. He just came back out of that shell. When we explained went down on through that boy was depressed. Like God, he just got out of therapy. He just got over that therapy, man.
And you was in there right after him.
I wasn't in there. I was counting them duckies. I was counting the race of the Benjamins after that.
He gave you a referral to Dr. Phil. Man.
The Quinn must be somewhere where
don't
he can't talk. They must have the pool all over. Ain't no Danny and Donnie. Ain't no Danny over on the radio show.
Or Duggan and Dodging.
Wait, who Duggan and Dodging at?
I was listening and trying to see how you were going to get out of that corner. You hear me?
Man, hey, you see how he got out of that corner? He tried to deflect. He said he got that bad boy thing. He deflected to me. But y'all keep deflecting.
No, I didn't.
Only one that got away, and that's Jamie. Jamie be chilling with it, but you be talking that shit, G.
The Jamie humble. Jamie gonna be humble.
I'ma have you. I'ma have you like that.
I'm the shit
shop up in
Okay.
Did Quinn say he's trying to figure out how he's going to get out of that coma?
You heard him, Oh. You heard him.
Oh, you said that right, Oh.
Because he don't want me to jump on his ass. That's why the Queen quiet. He don't want me to do nothing to him. He talks shit to me too. He just being quiet. He don't want me to do nothing to him.
You say your bad ass on that street with Big Dookie, we gonna make you shit.
Man, the Queen got a pass, bro. He got a pass. I just fuck with. I don't want him to go back to the therapy man.
Okay.
He got a pass. I don't want to see him back in therapy. I feel bad, like Mo said. I feel bad. I'm sorry, the Queen.
Hey, you got a trunk. You got a trunk model, huh, Chief?
Yeah. I got a coupe. Yeah.
After I run you, I got a little coupe. So I like to try you with too. I just like to double up.
Like some
black
coffee. You ain't trying to be
no,
ain't
man,
put
no,
no,
no, no cheese, no cheese. No cheese, no. Nitrous only.
You ain't put
I'm
no ghost car.
First.
Who you talking
I mean,
about?
We're going to see how you feel after this. You're going to be punch drunk after I finish with you. But we, if
you,
you feel
no
okay, you can stand
man,
in eight count. You get the standing eight count and you all right. You can touch the gloves and count to eight yourself and know who the president is, we'll run you again.
Hi, you can't put a ghost call on me. Who you talking about?
No. Oh, Lord, my life. Okay.
Well, who
it's
you
not
talking
a ghost
about?
Call, bro. It's not a ghost
who
call.
Who you talking about?
It's not a ghost call.
Well, if it's not a ghost call, speak up.
I'm a chicken man.
I'm going to let him tell you. No, Chicken Man, nope. It's not Chicken Man. Chicken Man working right now. He ain't messing with nothing. He ain't doing nothing.
I know he got a little Mustang.
We got a little Mustang we call Elmo. Well, Elmo 2.0, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
This Elmo.
I ain't trying to get a ghost call, man. I ain't never seen or heard from, about.
Nah, I'm just fucking with the cheese. I'm just fucking with you. We trying to figure it out, too. Don't worry about that. I'm just talking shit. But if you get out of line, we'll peel your fucking scalp back from your eyebrows.
There you
After
go.
I feel it too.
Now you in the corner trying to throw shade on me or somebody else. See that? You already know that ass
no,
will come.
No, man, no. Jeez,
that
gonna,
ass will become.
Hey, bro, like I told you I like to fuck with you because we talk shit. That's all. I'm the fuck.
I know. I'm not taking none of that personal. I'm not taking nothing you saying personal.
Yeah. You better have some. Hey, you better have a belt on your drawers though. We gonna pull them over the back of your head.
It's gonna be just like the dice game. Nobody move but the money.
Yeah. As long as you ain't got a pocket on your drawer, you be all right. Mm-hmm.
You gonna see?
You right? I'm gonna see. I got the slowest shit, you know. I ain't got shit.
Well, that make us even. I got the slowest shit over here.
He a motherfucker. He
over there.
He don't hit the car. Don't do this. He don't do that. He don't listen to motherfucker. Fuck all the motherfucker lying to you. I'm gonna make you a believer.
God, I'm not taking nothing away from your little truck. I ain't seen it.
Man, when I come there with my little thing, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, wait a minute. You must be talking about the little car they've been saying you've been putting together on the side. You've been trying to be slick. I just realized that. You got another car.
I said when I come there with my thing. When I come there with my
you
thing,
got another
it's
car.
Fun. It's gonna be fun, bro. What you talking about?
Well, it ain't just me and my group, though. See, that's
not
two minutes.
Come on, Chief. 2 minutes, Chief. You got 2 minutes. So
I'm done. I'm done talking. I'm done. I'm done talking. I already told you I'm racing moat and I'm gonna run
you. I need some Cornish hen, homeboy. I really do. I'm call me tomorrow early. I need some real shit. Real shit.
Man, what you keep saying, man? Shit.
I'm serious. Call me. Call me early.
All right.
How many birds you getting, all right?
Listen,
yeah, I'm getting about 10 of them. I need 10 birds, so that's supposed to be 20 wings. Now, if I fuck around and get 10 birds and get 15 wings, I'm gonna be mad. That motherfucker TV taking wing at a time over every third one, man. I gotta watch this.
I don't fuck with them. I told you they go through a machine and they come out plucked and everything.
Hello?
I don't
that machine
be
fucking
on.
Up. Tell Mr. James y'all need to adjust the thing on the machine. Because that motherfucker taking the wings off. That's what the motherfucker wants. Yeah, that's what the motherfucker wants. That motherfucker take every third chicken, that motherfucker take a wing. I said, boy, they get fooled off of me. They had a good old bar.
My God. He probably on there listening.
Oh, it's all good. But yeah, call me. Yeah, call me. Call me tomorrow, man. Real talk. I need to get a few.
How many chickens you need?
At least 10. At least.
All right.
I'll tell you.
Oh, he always buy these 10. He always more.
I get at least
he always 10 buy
every
reel.
At least 10.
10 seconds. Damn. Hell yeah. All right,
fellas.
All right, we see y'all next week.
Yeah.
All right, later.
All right.